Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble, for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy. Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about ghetto life. Talking about ghetto life.
You wanna know what I'm singing about?
I'm talking about ghetto life.
Ghetto life.
Talking about ghetto life. In the ghetto.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets, they be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say, always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat in the hood, we hungry. Ain't we playing for keys? My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it, we will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle and we ill with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood, gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me, gotta love it. That's where we get into that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The ghetto.
It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of Poncho Deli. Crackhead chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the building elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto, you can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind the me and my clique on the move, we honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at, find the most crooks and they sell the most that. Where you find beautiful women and rugrats and some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
I'm Rick James. Shout out to one of our great entertainers in the land of Buffalo, Rick James. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we're on a special report this Monday evening. We had to do this one. This is one that could not imagine that it would happen, but then imagine that it would happen. Today's report is the Buffalo Massacre. And we're going to delve a little deep into this tonight, but I'm going to give a eulogy for all those who have fallen, for those of you who know many, because it affected the whole area. Let me just give you a little synoptic overview about Buffalo. Buffalo is hard knocks for real town, fun-loving, good-down people, working people, even do heartaches and devastation, and keep grinding and keep it on, and keep getting it on. That ain't perfect. And nothing is, but it's one town that will sure let you know you ain't gonna smack us on the other cheek again. You might smack us once, but you ain't smacking us twice. It's hardcore, hard knock, and it's middle class, because people don't realize, a lot of people don't know that Buffalo is a thriving middle class industrial town. And through industrialization comes pesticides and different things that was put back in, because you can't industrialize without different chemicals. And Buffalo is one of them times that hardcore industry. And you know it's the land of our great Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, and once the great Buffalo Braves until they went into the Clipper land. But there's a history behind Buffalo that we ain't going to get in today, but we're going to get on Sunday, because it's called Buffalo Massacre 1488 today. And you know how we roll on the Dry Bones. So we're going to have reports from all across the country, all my Buffalo people out there in different parts of the area. We're calling on you to come on in and give your heart feelings. Many of us knew certain people. We all was touched, and everyone was touched, whoever went on Jefferson Avenue. Just look up Rick James Avenue, the Jefferson Ball. Everybody loved Jefferson. One of the premier streets in Buffalo. Besides Michigan Avenue, where was the road where Harriet Tubman took some of the fugitives from the South. She didn't go into the southern path, would have been Florida, but she went to the northern path and ended up in great old Buffalo. And let me just say this for all y'all don't know the demarcation of Buffalo. Buffalo is a strategically located place. It's the second largest city in New York State. I know y'all think about New York, but it's really the second largest. And if it was in New York, it'd probably be the largest borough, if you wanted to go with that synoptic overview. Not only is it strategically located, but it's the Great Lake region of the east of Lake Erie, at the head of the Niagara, the Great Niagara, where the Canadian border will put you in southern Ontario. You know how many times we all, growing up, will go into Canada and have a good time, over to the CNE, the Toronto, Yonge Street, but even Toronto, at the time of this going on in the Buffalo Massacre, is under siege itself from the 1488. Now, I'm not going to get into 1488 like I'm going to do on Sunday on our regular programming on the Helios at 10 a.m. You want to know what we're going to get deep in, you better join that program, because 1488 go way beyond most of y'all comprehension at this moment. So we only going to eulogize today and raise up the dead in the halls of Mayotte. We told you last week, and when we did our special on Mother's Day, who guides you into the hall to see the great Mother God. But I told you, all this took place, I'm not going to get into that deep, Friday the 13th was Friday. The next day, the 14th, bloodbath hit all areas, not just Buffalo, in California as well. Two liberal states. I'm not going to get into that right now either. I'm going to eulogize today. And not only is Buffalo on a strategic ley line with Niagara Falls, anybody know the Power Vista that we all used to go to for trips in school would take us there, the Robert Morris Power Vista. The electricity from Niagara Falls through hydroelectricity would light up the eastern seaboard, not knowing how important it was at a young age. But now I know it's worthy of taking over by something beyond. But I'm not going to go in that today. It's going to be on Sunday. I'm going to just eulogize. And I ain't going to even touch 1488, but to say this, the massacre, because that's what it was. And so those of you might be somewhat illiterate about what the word massacre is, it's an indiscriminate and brutal slaughter of people. The attack was described as cold-blooded. Ain't that Rick James song? I had to play it. I said, damn, man, Rick was old. Cold-blooded. A cold-blooded massacre. Now, I'm only going to say this. If you look at our feed for tonight's program, slideshow, you see that powerful buffalo? I'm not going to get into that till Sunday. But look at that animal, the majestic dinosaurus. Man, so popular, the buffalo, even the Flintstones had to have a buffalo lodge. I ain't going to get into it tonight. I'm going to wait for Sunday. Can't do it tonight. Got to do it for Sunday. I'm going to just eulogize. But let me just say this. The blood moon came, which is a sacred. Ain't nothing evil about it. It creates and it destroys the blood moon. It went right over us. And what did it do? It created and it destroyed. Now, I'm only going to talk for a few just to get the show into a form because it's Monday. This is more of a mourning day for us on this program. Because not only did that, Tops, look at the name, Tops, wasn't Wegmans. Tops, look at the sign of the top, the top hat. Pyramid at the top of the top of the diamond in the rough. Oh, we about to get hot today. Hope y'all realize, even on Monday, the sun shines. Now, let me just say this. All I could tell people is, it's really something to behold when you talk about things and it comes to fruition. Now, y'all know we done did programs on this called the Purge. The Purge already happened. New York State been under purge for a long time. And let me let you know, Brother D, we did see the Metaverse. Yeah, I went to go see it. So we'll talk about that maybe either two through the night, because as we go through this program, we're going to have to, after Effigy, you know you have a get down. Everybody goes to the repast. Eat, drink, and be merry, and raise the dead to the next level. That's what we're going to do tonight. But let me just say this. The people who don't listen to the facts sometimes will suffer from the facts. The facts do matter. What happened, that massacre, has been happening for the last how many years? Shooting here in Florida. See, I'm practically immune. We don't had a bunch of shootings here in Florida. I'm immune. They done shot up a whole school. I try to tell my Buffalo people, because I'm connected to New York State just by passport, if not by passport alone. But everybody know I'm Buffalo. And I live in the MIA. Love it too. But it has its own good and evil as well. And we're going to talk tonight about good and evil later on after we raise the dead. But let me just say this. During the time of these festivals, we all talk about in our programs, blood sacrifices, the blood moon. And then you're only looking at through one mirror, because as you look at through this only Western prism, there's another world going on the other side. And if I'm going to show you that tonight, that when we go on part two of this, because I can't even go. Once I looked at the Buffalo Massacre of 1488, it took me into a whole new dimension of reality that we just like, wow. They right in our face with what is taking place. So let me just say this. Not only is Buffalo prestigiously staged in the part of New York, Western New York, near Niagara Falls, second largest, would be probably the largest if it was in the boroughs, but we're not. And people don't know. We got one of the greatest group of people, all people over there. Things have changed since I grew up, because you used to couldn't go in the white people area. Mm-mm. Unless you had a good old white friend that would take you there. And you knew you were safe because he was a badass and they knew not to fuck with him because If he said this black motherfucker was straight, he's straight. That's how it was. Now, if you got caught up where it's not straight, could have been a repercussion, but they also knew the same thing would happen to them if they crossed these areas. Bailey, Edgar, but something about Jefferson. Jefferson was a Mecca back in the day. If y'all did not know, we had the best steak sandwiches in the world, Scotties. But like I told you, economic woes came to Buffalo. Even the man who made the actual chicken wing, John Young, the original Buffalo chicken wing is a black man. His name is John Young. Look him up. Soul Bird on East Delavan and Bailey. And on Bailey. East Delavan right across Chevrolet. We had a lot of good things, but y'all got to look at Buffalo now and look at Buffalo, what it was, and look at what Buffalo's going to be. See, I heard y'all say education going on, money going on. Now, grocery stores being hit is a strategic hit if you don't understand the art of war. You get people scared to go to the grocery store, oh, man, you got a problem. Think about that one for a minute. I don't get too deep because I'm going to use what I did. But just think about that one. Making you scared to go to the grocery store. Well, let's just say this before we get started. I only got 15 minutes before I bring in many of you in because I want to hear from those, especially from Buffalo tonight. You know, around the surrounding areas and wherever you're at. People of goodwill. I told you. This is going to get deep. Not only did this bring national news, but let me just give you the scenario. Prior to this shooting here, black folks were shooting themselves all over Buffalo. Facts matters. So we got to give it both sides. This yin and yang. Ain't no yang. We got yin and yang. You got to hear both sides today. See, prior to this killing, Buffalo was purging itself. See, 1488. Buffalo was purging itself with its own black population. But a wake-up call came during the blood moon. Kind of woke your asses up, didn't it? Said, wait a minute. If a young 18-year-old body armor, webcam, surveillance in the place, got everything going on, comes 200 miles away from his own location, ends up in an area that was strategically zip code. Remember we talked about zip codes? I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance tonight. It's Monday, Monday night. I picked the right night, moon night. Yeah, man. See, ain't it strange that he picked the 14th day, puts 14 on his gun. If y'all did not see it, that's why I thank y'all for Buffalo who gave me so much information immediately. Dry bones on pure alert. Y'all the dry bones. I already told y'all that. I said, man, I didn't even know what was on there because, you know, your mind be like, wow. But somebody said, look at the gun. It got 14 on. I said, damn, we sure do. 14? What? Ask yourself how a dude could get the gun. All this is like, I mean, staged up like almost like a video game, but it's real. See, we told you that they got people sitting across waiting to do this. Now, I'm going to go back so y'all won't say, oh, the white. See, New York I had two so far, just in the last 2 months. Do it before Easter and after Easter. The black dude did the Easter one. You see how he was handled by the police where everybody gets psychotic. Don't get emotional tonight. I want y'all to be emotional, but be logical at the same time. It's hard to do. Ask yourself how that dude, he didn't get touched. And these New York cops, known to beat up niggas. Not that day. Kid gloves. Get in the car, sir. Watch your head. Bend down. Okay. You okay? Comfortable? We'll have pizza ready for you when you get there. Hey, I'm just giving you the scenario how it felt to be. Same thing with this dude. Now, I've sent y'all, from y'all giving to me the scenario when he got that cop. Y'all watch that video. Bam. Bam. Now, I'm going to give homage, because that's why I know Buffalo gritty. See, Buffalo, they fight back. See, when you fight back, if you would have known this could have happened, you would have been more. But see, y'all don't know this thing's going to happen. See, that's because you have eyes and cannot see. See, these are what I mean by perceptive. If you don't know that they got stage events set up to do these things, you will not think it would happen. You'd be like, he crazy on the phone. He on radio talking a lot. No. But this one cop, Aaron Salters, many of them knew him. And it's other cops that we grew up with. Hutch Tech cop. I won't name names, but he's a Hutch Tech alumni. He normally there. Seen him a few times, and then myself. He wasn't working that night. We asked about wasn't working. Others was not working. What a blessing. What's called? Boy, the timing was right for your ass. You better be blessed. Now, think about this. This area of this Jefferson is in a depressed now area. Depressed. Economically depressed. So y'all don't get it twisted. But under rejuvenation through certain deals that could make it into a hotbed for the new urban renewal. Sustainable development realities. I'm not getting into that today, but that's what's going to be talked about. What to do after all this. So let's just say now we're going to deal with what happened now. 18, paramilitary, outfit, everything. Surveillance. Now here's where it gets deep, everybody. I'm going to take you there. See, a lot of y'all don't get the news like they got up there in Buffalo. So we're looking for Buffalo to be the one night to tell y'all what's happening. These people are very, very unbelievably shrewd. You got to ask yourself, according to reports from most of you out there, he was already surveilling the place in Easter time, according to sources in Buffalo, to news sources, WGR. Now, he under surveillance already, been seen in the store through cameras. Think about what I'm just saying, through cameras. Goes back after the blood moon. He went before the blood moon. But that was for New York. I'm going to put it like that. I ain't going to get into that now. I'm going to get into that Sunday when I bust that 1488 on y'all. Now, the first one, done before Easter, kid gloves, like we just said. This one, done after Easter, surveillance in Buffalo during Easter. Ishtar. Like we told you. Now, all of a sudden, it comes out that one individual, sits with him for over an hour, some say 30 minutes, and some say an hour and 45 minutes. Now, this is really deep. Ain't much you can go by, but not, he's been on everything. The question is, listen to the only person that was able to actually talk to the gentleman. No good ass. I won't even go there tonight, but I'll go there on Sunday. He's a Manchurian candidate. His name is not worthy. He's a Manchurian, but I won't go into that today. I'm going to go on what is to be known to y'all today. The only dude, his name is Grady Lewis. Before we start this program, I'm about to throw pure gasoline on here because we got to talk for a minute about the only person that was able to talk to him. Before we talked about the only person, let me just give a homage out to those. The courageous, my man, who actually saved a lot of people, Aaron Salter. It wasn't for this police officer, been known to the community for a long time because he got a police family background. If he did not shoot, that's how they had to know something was going on. The man had armor on. He shot his guns like most police officers, center mass. Did not knock his ass out, but it slowed him up. Because a 9 against assault weapon ain't going to work. Aaron Salters, thank you, bro. You saved a lot of people, man. But as we go down the line, for families I do know, and families, there's one I do know. I ain't going to get into the names of everybody because it's not appropriate. I'll wait to the family to say, Dry Bones, let us come on and we'll speak about it. But there's family members that all of us have been touched by, including mine. Robert Dury, Magus Morris, Andre Woodnell, Geraldine Talley, Celestine Shaney, Hayward Patterson, Catherine Massey, and Pearl Young, and Ruth Whitfield. Will you meet the immortals on your way to your transition? For your life was not done in vain. A moment of silence. Not a man who had an hour, if it's an hour, it's 90. If it's an hour, 45, 95. All I'm going to tell you is listen to this, and you figure out what is actually going on.
And right now, we want to go back to the scene of the crime.
News4's Tara Lynch has been at the scene all afternoon and all evening. She can bring us an update now. Tara?
But I've been telling you one story since we first came on the air, and it was about this man here, Grady Lewis. You were in that Tops earlier this afternoon. We're going to get to that story. But you told me just a few moments ago that you actually spoke with the suspect yesterday. He was here. Tell me more about that.
I seen him, and he looked strange in the neighborhood. Anybody had a Genius shirt on. So I wanted to see if he was a genius. And we sat and talked about string theory, critical race theory, beginning of civilization. And he seemed like he was a genius, actually. He said he came up just to see the countryside, and he was going to go out camping. He bought a big thing, a jug of water. He had a little nervous twitch to him. I bought him something to drink, and we sat and talked for about an hour and 45 minutes after seeing the pictures and seeing the blue car that I seen got into yesterday. So it's a shock right now, and he told me his name was Peyton. So it's a shock.
And we did see a blue car get taken away from this scene just about a half hour or so ago. And you were saying that you were speaking with him on a bench that's located outside of this Tops.
Yes.
That's the bench that earlier today, when I first got here, you were the first person I spoke to. You were telling me that bench is your office.
Yes.
And you usually like to stop and sit there and talk to people that are passing by. Today you didn't stop.
Yes.
So walk me through your afternoon here at the Tops.
Well, I went in there and got me some a juice. And I didn't want to sit there today, so I walked across the street and I opened up my juice. And as I opened up my juice, I heard what I knew wasn't a firecracker. And I looked up and I seen a guy shooting people. Then I seen a security guard run inside, and then I seen him going after him shooting. And I saw him come back out, and then he had all camouflage on. And glasses and helmet, and then he put the gun to his head, and he dropped it. He took off his gloves. He took off his gun. He put it down. He took off his vest, and then he got on his knees and laid down and put his hands behind his back, and they arrested him at that point.
And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, you were telling me about the security guard, the former Buffalo police officer who has tragically died in this incident. You were telling me today he told you no lingering around the store, we gotta keep it clear.
Yes.
You credited that man with saving your life.
Yes, I heard him say to someone, there's no lingering around the store. So me knowing that he was a Buffalo police officer, I never really wanted to give him an opportunity to say anything to me. So when I do go, I shop and I leave. And that's the reason why I left. Because I heard him tell people that a couple times. So you don't ever really got to tell me something four or five times for me to understand. And from what I heard, he went back and he shot at him when he went in the store. So, yeah, but if he wasn't there, I would have been sitting there. So I'm definitely thankful that I heard him say that. Yes, I'm definitely thankful to Mr. Salters. Yes, definitely.
Well, Mr. Lewis, thank you so much for joining me here tonight and for telling me your story earlier today. I appreciate it. This entire community here is mourning this tragic loss. There's a memorial set up down Landon Street here. A truly challenging, difficult, sad, heartbreaking day here in the city of Buffalo. For now, live on Jefferson and Landon, Tara Lynch, News 4.
And Tara, that was pretty remarkable what that man said. I'm sure authorities will want to talk to him. He said he sat for an hour and 45 minutes yesterday talking to the young man who is the suspect in this case. He also saw the end of the shooting today when the suspect, who had the gun up to his neck, put it down and surrendered.
He surrendered. Very important.
Got to talk to him. Absolutely, Tara. That was remarkable there.
Now, I want everybody in Buffalo and the surrounding areas who are, we need to figure out what's going to happen with the one. This man is the only person so far. Said the man talked, look at the topic. I'm just going to go with what I heard, y'all heard. Race, critical race theory, the black hole. And he's on other news networks that you cannot download, but I guess you can find. I found this one, so I'm going to say you can't. Just look him up. Grady Lewis, and he was actually stopped by the police on one of the things I saw four in the morning. Like they knew where he was at. I don't get it. But again, all I'm gonna tell y'all is this is the Buffalo Massacre. This is very, 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 very good. Now I'm just gonna say one thing before I let the mics open. I'll see you 9927. Want your view, all you out there. I just want you to know the number 14, just in case you won't get into it, because this is just a simple one. It goes way deeper than you could even imagine. I'll put the flag up so you can see it on our thing. It comes from the term 14. It's a Nazi slogan for white supremacists. The word 14 is a slogan meaning 88. So 14 and 88. One is for the Nazi, 88. So the Nazi symbol with the symbolism of 88, which is the letter HH, double eight, shorthand for Hell Hitler. See how symbolism works? That's how it works. Now, again, we won't get deep into the year 1488 until the Helios hour on Sunday. So just prepare for that one. I guarantee you, it'll blow your mind. Let me get the callers, because this is blowing my mind that Buffalo is under, again, the purge. You in the mix? Go ahead, 9927.
Hey, my condolences.
Oh, man, crazy.
I heard the man. This is the first time I heard this one with this man that had
this
conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, conversation with the man. Because I didn't miss that one because I was trying to keep up with everything.
Having
a conversation with the man, him noticing the man came back and started shooting. Here's my thing. And then he, I don't know, everything is orchestrated because from what I understand, they're saying that the man had a grenade. If the man had a grenade, then they would have called the bomb squad in. And that he put the grenade down and surrendered. So basically he put his gun down he didn't have a grenade, gun down, because people were saying that he had a grenade in his hand too.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure this out. And then all of a sudden he puts the gun down when the police come and lay down and they get him and put him in the car. That part with them putting in the car, I think. Here's the thing, though. How do you come all the way from Binghamton or Conklin, New York, or wherever the hell you from?
Yeah, Conklin,
New York. You drive
past
all these motherfucking black people just to target Buffalo, Jefferson, town. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, I just bet y'all, we got to talk about it. We got to mourn what happened. That's a good question. Ask some people.
This is not what everybody. It is a hate crime, but it is a created hate crime. It is a strategic, mapped out hate crime that was sent to him, because he is sleeper cell, and I'm sure he ain't going to be in jail for long, because he's government official sleeper cell. They own him. They're going to release him. You watch. Go through the courts and all that shit.
Let's go there. You like my report.
All that shit.
I hope all y'all
get it. Hold on.
It's
going to be the new.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question, because you just heard that guy. Let's deal with him, too, because that guy is on y'all news. I got it off the news.
Yeah, I
got
to go check that out. Oh,
that
guy's
the news. Now, you've been to that top. You've been to that top before. I've been to that top.
Of course. Who hasn't been to top?
Right. So my point is,
all elderly people, homeowners go there. Homeowners wanted top there because this allows them to get out and go to the store that's not all the way in Winn-Dixieland. Okay? So this was, they wanted the top there. The whole community wanted top there because, yes, predominantly black, but everybody didn't have cars, and elderly felt safe. They felt like this is where they could get their groceries from when they can. And, you know, young people go in and grab a few items myself every now and then. But here's the thing, though. There's still predominantly black homeowners in that area. Who wants that area? The Metro Door wants that area.
Okay, so calm down. Go slow.
Bring back the suburbs.
Sister, go slow. Who did you say wanted? Because you're going so fast. Just tell us who wants this. You said sick. Well, I don't even know what you said.
The developers want it. The medical corridor.
What you want? There you go. Thank you. We need the people to hear clearly. A medical corridor. Now, we all know that. Buffalo General is over there. Go ahead.
They about to do the 33. They want to take, they want to desecrate that land as they already done. They did their blood ritual, because that was a blood ritual before the red moon. So when the red moon comes out, that completes it. And then they had their little, the priest and all that stuff on there, supposed to be giving honor to the people that died. But that's all consecrating it too. At the same time, okay, while they consecrating and putting that in stone, the developers, the medical corps, all them people over there, that the corporation said we're going to pay for the funeral arrangements, all of them.
Now, stop. I want everybody to hear that now, because these are the things we need y'all to look up, because facts matters. And I know it's facts matters. And so
they announced that on the news.
I know people call me.
Section news.
We got you. Just calm down. I said we know what you're talking. We want people to hear this. It's heard on over the radio. And those of you who also said that, some good brothers was telling me. Shout out to him. I don't like name, but he told me straight up. He said, "Watch out, that crump." Trump going to be there the next day. Sure enough.
Trump's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Trump is there tomorrow. And Trump and Biden. Trump and Biden.
Trump's supposed to be here?
No,
I'm
not
talking
Trump.
About Biden.
Ben Crump. The NAACP Lord of the Year. My man who did the Boulay show.
Biden.
Let's just take a little look at this now, all of us. This is like the news. Don't you find it kind of weird that, even in New York where the shooting going on, the president never showed up. We got the attorney general, we got the governor.
And this went worldwide.
We got everybody in Buffalo except the trophy. We got everybody except the trophy in Buffalo.
Biden comes in. He's going to come in tomorrow. Because Holto need money to reconstruct the 33. Biden's going to come in.
That's the highway, y'all. That's the highway. Everybody knows the 33 is the highway.
The gun law. They already talking about the gun law. He's probably going to pass some shit about the gun laws. Here we go again.
Okay, go ahead. Get it out.
He need money for the 33, and to get that fund, and plus okay. You got to pay off all these people that was involved.
Okay, all right, hold tight. Then we're going to get some more calls on there. Now, y'all heard it. 33 is an expressway, y'all. It's an expressway. 33 goes to the heart of Buffalo, takes you to all sections, practically, and the 90. So let's just get to, to where it's at, but I'm telling you, I want to go into that because these are hardworking people who came to Buffalo. The Buffalo had a lot of industry. We had Chrysler. We had Ford. We had GM.
Yeah.
We had everything.
Yes,
we had all that.
They sent it out to China and anywhere else.
They sent it off to China during Clinton. It was called they told everybody to go send all the jobs out, and they did that. And again, all right, let me get some more. Stay with me. I've got to get some here. Let me get it because not only was there a massacre in Buffalo, everybody, Milwaukee had one, and then California. Now, each group is now getting different groups now. An Asian man, a Chinese man who hated Taiwanese, he went and shot up a church, but they asses attacked him altogether and tied his ass up, and they waited for him. He shot some people. He shot, killed one, and injured three, but he couldn't shoot everybody at once because they all went at once after him. Hell of a strategy. I understand. Don't get me wrong. I know fleeing is a major thing, and I can't say what I would do under the circumstances, but in that church, that they wouldn't got his ass, but they are Chinese now. This one was a Chinese who can't stand tiny. Now, we got to look at what's going on here in America, y'all, and think about what's going on. We had a black guy in New York City subway. Both of these are black mayor. I hope you know Buffalo has a black mayor, if you did not know that, everybody. People called me and said, man, I didn't even know you had a black mayor. I said, yeah, but he don't know he black. Buffalo East Side is atrocious. Plain and simple. Under a black mayor. Only groups that is getting their tax base brought to them through the tax revenue is the Arabs. And if you can find some white folks in there, in the Buffalo area, but it's the Arab. I don't know anybody white that's in the Buffalo area that may be moving in back into the Buffalo area based off what y'all just said, gentrification. That's when they come back. That word sustainable is not called gentrification, y'all. It's called sustainable developments. That's the new key word. Gentrification has a prettier word. It's called sustainable development. Look it up. Let's go to 8554. What's your thoughts? I'm looking for everybody to come in Buffalo across the nation. Come on Sunday, I want to hear from y'all. Because when I say Buffalo massacre came up with the pictures of the, I don't even want to talk about it right now. 8554. Welcome.
You pretty much hit on what I was going to talk about with that shooting. That was the 68. The dude was named David Child, 68 years old in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They booked him on one count of murder and five counts of attempted murder, and they arrested him and everything. Now, you know, there's something that happened in Chicago Saturday too. A lot of people didn't talk about. A 17-year-old shot and killed a 16-year-old downtown in Millennium Park, and it was supposed to have been some type of anti-abortion rally, whatever. But that after that happened, the mayor instituted a curfew. Now, with that being said, would you just talk about all these shootings and everything? You know, first of all, my condolences to all the family members that was affected by this and everything. Something is going on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about, or something is about to happen, because ain't no way in hell you want to have these shootings pretty much simulated at the same time. And I don't want to call it a distraction now.
Right.
And ironically here, just happened this morning, they're bringing the COVID back, or it's coming back, whatever, because there's a township in Evanston. Matter of fact, I talked about this on your show not too long ago, that this is what the first township in Illinois that some of the people supposed to be receiving reparations.
Right.
And ironically, right. Their school system is making the kids still put the mask back on because they said the COVID is coming back. And also, within the past week here, the gas has went up 2 to 3 times. going to be close to $6 pretty soon, because like here in the city now, it's $5.35.
Now, I'm going to say this.
And at the,
you're a Great Lake region.
Go ahead.
For sure. No, you're a Great Lake region,
right.
So you keep it going, because that's an attack on the great regions.
Exactly. And at the same time, we still got all this election fraud and stuff that's been coming out all over the place in different states. Now, you mentioned the number 33. Ironically, during the NBA playoffs, you had all these upsets now. Milwaukee got knocked out by Boston.
Right.
And supposedly that shooting that happened that other night in Milwaukee, that wasn't too far, right in the area where the Bucks play. Now, ironically, when you mentioned Highway number 33, that's how many points Dallas had beat Phoenix the other night to knock them out of the playoffs. And Phoenix was the number one seed, and Dallas beat them by 33 points.
And let me say this.
You can see also all this Masonic symbolism going on at the same time with this blood moon. But the key question is, all of it. What is really, like I said, what is about to happen? Something is happening now we don't know, or something is about to happen, and we need to stay vigilant.
Very vigilant, and I'm going to say this. This ain't here to make everybody fearful, but what happened is, I got reports from, see, a lot of y'all don't like to come on the radio, but y'all send me stuff. According to y'all, hold on, I got somebody. Let me get, there we go. Let me get B-Lo in here, because y'all the ones feeling this. No one can feel this but y'all. 7981, welcome. Appreciate that.
Yeah, listen, man, that we're talking about the 33. It's monies that already been allocated for that. They're going to cover it. They're going to put a pipeway on the top and they're going to drive underneath.
What?
Monies that have already been allocated for that.
Wow.
They're going to make it back to how it used to be, a parkway on the top, and you're going to be able to drive underneath.
That's
again,
a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, they got it.
they got it.
As far as the shooting, it's something fishy about this, because you don't let somebody walk out of a store and just kill people with an AR-15 in his hand. He takes the weapon and put it to his neck, and they talk him out of it. They supposed to be blasting that crack as soon as he walking out the door. But they didn't do that, and it's the reason why they didn't do it. It's the reason why 94% of the officers, the first responders, were white that came to that scene.
Sure
was. They didn't plan on killing him. They brought him out, walked him out like he was a hero. They didn't handcuff him until they got him off his knees, then they handcuffed him and gently put him in the car. You know,
wow.
It's a lot. It's more to this than what they're showing us.
Mm-hmm.
More to it.
And now, what's going on? What's the vibe you hear now? What's going on? Because y'all.
And they closing stores here in Buffalo at 9:00, shutting them down because they're getting all these copycat threats from other people saying what they're going to do. So Wegmans, big supermarket here in Buffalo, closing at 9:00. Tops.
Wow.
There's something going on. There's something really going on. You know, there's something going on. You just got to be vigilant, and you got to make sure where you are and look at your surroundings. Anything can happen. You got to be prepared. Got to be prepared, because if not, you're going to be a victim.
Now you heard the tape of the dude, and again, for him to talk that long, I'm curious of what he could actually talk about with this dude that long that would entice this guy to stay with him for an hour and 45 minutes and then buy him a Gatorade.
Right.
It's really
it's more to
story.
It than this.
Yes.
And then
story.
He was on again, and every time they come there, they interviewing him. And he's saying something different. He said the guy asked him, "Are you going to be there tomorrow?" And he said no. But then he shows up anyway. Allegedly, he show up anyway.
Right. Yeah,
he's
in a different
location.
Right, in a different location. Now, I'm not trying to. We're being investigative, everybody, right now. I mean, because this man that we've seen, y'all heard yourself.
Yeah.
This is a he actually said. He's like always was around. Like when the police needed somebody to find, they found him. And we're trying to figure out, well, who is he? That everybody, I'm asking Buffalo right now, all you in Buffalo, do y'all know him? Can somebody vouch that this guy who told the news reporter that was his office, he said, this bench is my office. And what does he mean by that? Like, you there every day? Are you homeless? And you able to buy somebody a drink? You talk with white folks? Come on, y'all. You know you.
I haven't heard that until now. That guy you talking about?
That guy. The man name is Grady. That man's on all y'all news. I seen 3 news with him on there. I think my brother, you seen as well, and a few others have called and told me they seen as well. This is on all y'all news in Buffalo. Now, I'm asking Buffalo right now. I'm pleading for y'all. And I'm asking Pastor Pritchett, who was there as well, to tell me who is this guy. That's what we asking you, Pastor Pritchett.
Yeah, he just all of a sudden popped
up. Yeah, Pastor Pritchett, I hope you're listening. You Pastor Pritchett fans, he right in that picture with the whole squad, and I heard they had a church. They've been having church vision. Somebody need to ask me who is this dude that said he got an office in front of Tops on a regular basis talking to everybody. So somebody need to come through. Let's get some more callers, because y'all about to make me mad up in here with this foolishness. Believing anything is scaring the hell out of me. Let me go to 6661. Also, Buffalo, I got y'all lines open. Anything y'all can think up or come up that y'all on, y'all lines are open. Feel free to jump in immediately. All others, hold tight. I'm trying to get the message out from Buffalo because they living it. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but all eyes will be on Buffalo tomorrow. Biden, the Attorney General, the Governor, everybody is in Buffalo, and that's where Tesla. I'm going to talk about that on Sunday. 6661, you on the Helios.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, condolences to the family. May they rest well with the ancestors. It's unfortunate they had to leave on these terms, but, you know, it's many angles we could have done, you know. First thing, when I saw it, you know, I was checking on you, make sure you all right, because I was like, damn, he ain't respond. I hope he all right. When you did respond, I said, okay, he all right, man. But going back to this brother, and when I saw the footage that you showed, I was like, damn, he got a head camera? This shit look too out there, too light, just clear. And so the first thing that came to my mind was just straight Manchurian. You understand? Because it's locked and loaded. And I looked at the hands and the gloves he had on, these special tactical gloves, you know, because I saw the arm of the weapon and his hand, tactical glove. I said, damn, he going straight to war. This doesn't look like a average shooter, you know.
Right.
And the first thing came to my mind was straight Manchurian, because now we get reports Chicago North, well, Buffalo North, Chicago East, California West. So, shit, what's next? MIA or whatever, Georgia? So, and a high blood moon, which it was beautiful, by the way, but at the time it was going on, I was looking like, damn, what's getting ready to jump off, because it's high occult season. See, and they go into full effect about what kind of blood. The first thing came to my mind. But now you have the president showing up, supposedly. It's crisis acting, you know, and the Democratic theory, because they don't have nothing to run on, is we not going to let a good crisis go to waste. And they're coming for the guns. Not just, we need it to protect them, because they have security to protect our neighborhoods. But they're coming for the gun. But if you look at the whole scenario, You got violence in Chicago. You got these brothers jumping like clowns on all these buses and violating their own neighborhood, not knowing that when push comes to shove and the shit go down, they could be the first ones to go, and it's gonna be straight lockdown. And they don't understand the ramifications of that. Look straight like a dude if you really look at her. You know, she just like at all blue cities. It's like chaos all around, and this chaos is serious.
She done already said she got the biggest dick in Chicago. So what that tell you?
Crazy, God Almighty! But
yeah,
you have all these.
She told y'all.
You have the biggest crisis that's going around, and for Chicago, you got encampments of homeless people on the West Coast. They turning golf courses into campsites. You understand? But we as a people, we need to wake the hell up, because if you could watch 40 billion go to out the country that have nothing to do with you, and your own neighborhood starving, and they bringing in people of different ethnicities. Not to say there's nothing wrong with that, but refugees, you should be able to handle that on your own accord.
Now, hold on.
But your neighborhood is starving.
Now, stay with me. Now, that's why you're hitting on what this dude not hitting on. Now, I'm going to go into the psyche what this man said. The man said he was smart, so I go look at the manifesto. Manifestos have been plagiarized. This has been done by many of the white supremacist big boys. The big boys, the big gurus, not these young maniacs, can make, just like any group, black or white, it can make you be the peon to them. So they got these big-time white boys out using the same occult on these young, dumb white boys, and got them believing. Now, in the manifesto, it claims that black folks getting $700,000 on taxpayers, and then it goes and it says, now y'all go look it up. I said this to some of y'all, so you know I ain't lying, so y'all can see, look it up with us. Said that it's the Jews that's causing. Now here's a double dialect. This is why the Jillian dialect. That's why I love y'all, because at least y'all can see. This is a Jillian dialect. If somebody tell you that, oh, the blacks are the ones getting but the white folks that's Jewish is the ones causing it, then why aren't you going after them? But here's where it gets deep, everybody. You ain't going after them. Because that's not the design. The design is not to go after them. The design is for all of us to start fighting. And this call, I'm not going to say it today because I'm blessed from the dead, but on Sunday we'll give you the name of this war. And let's just say this. Anybody says that it's made up, they have done no lookup of this. This is just, total ignorance. Just leave them alone. Talk to them about football, sex, basketball, and watching television. Don't worry about nothing deep. You should already know that by now. Shut your brain off to the ignorance.
Hey Bones.
Go ahead.
I was looking at this author. He got this book called War in the West. It's Douglas Murray. And he's saying because of us that don't know our true history and the true history of slavery, we've been fed a fake dichotomy, and we've been taught to hate this country. But what he was saying, like, when you listen to the lingo, when they talk about justice, it means revenge. And when you talk about different word lingo, they're using a opposite Hegelian hate data. When they use racist, those are really the racists that claim that other people are the racists.
The ones
who are claiming that people are the racists are the real racists. And they use words like justice, but it means revenge. And I was like, But they don't know history. And it's a whole bunch of them.
They playing wordplay. Y'all know this. Y'all sit there saying witchcraft for how long? Witchcraft. Well, I don't have a problem with the witchcraft. If you've been watching Bewitched all y'all life, and y'all been watching
comedy
and shit.
It's good and bad.
Andorra, I'm just gonna give it to you on a simple scale of just television. Andorra, Dr. Bombay. Just think about who these witches really went to when they went to India. They were telling you where they were at. The Taj Mahal. Where Jeannie at? She in Islam. See, you didn't understand. They were showing you the three great lights. I'm, you know what?
Larry Hagman was our master.
Yeah. But I'm just going to give it to you through our own people who was massacred. See, the word massacre means indiscriminately slaughtered. Y'all slaughtered Dr. King. Y'all slaughtered Malcolm. Ain't had no Margaret Everett. Yeah, I'm just going to name the ones in this country. I mean, just tons of them in this country. Totally lit slaughtered. And guess what?
Fred Hampton.
They came with Fred Hampton, super slaughtered. And Warren, and then we played the speech. Fred Hampton said the same thing I've been saying, and he was young, and he before me. So I must have got the DNA for him. Because he said, they want you to go in, our people to go into a powder keg himself. He said, we get knocked off. They want us to be the front killers. Get killed first. You the combat engineers. You go in first. See? Don't know what I'm talking about.
But isn't that how it's always been in the war, though, in the beginning of the war?
Right.
And they had a...
Right. Yeah. That's my point. So you send us in first. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to send us in first, don't you think you should have something laid out for we'll sacrifice? So I'm going to let Malcolm tell you. What we just talked about right here, y'all. I told you white supremacy has always been here. You know why it's always been here? Because it's been financed by one bird, because it's on one side of the wing and on the other. I've been saying that. All y'all been saying, let Malcolm tell you. He's dead.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know. Because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something... effect with it. But...
You mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on
it? I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal, with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life?
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not. So
Pardon me? Are you urging your followers to take any action against the Muslims?
Am I urging my followers to take action against the Muslims? No. No.
Now, I cut that out. I want y'all to listen to that, what he said, just that 1 3-minute part. He said there was an alliance made with the Nation of Islam and the neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan. Is that what y'all heard? Can I get a yeah or nay?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's use our brain cells. Let's use our brain cells. Let's use our brain cells right now. Please, please. One time. Didn't y'all see everybody going around killing? I've seen the metaverse. In America, Sanchez was a metaphor for America. They were trying to kill the babies in that movie. The motherfuckers have no babies. Like, isn't that amazing? She couldn't have no, but she imagined. But I ain't going to go there right now.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, we ain't going to go there. We ain't going to go there. Only on Sunday. But I'm going to say this. Now, y'all heard Malcolm. Malcolm got killed. Malcolm got speak my, I'm telling the truth. So don't y'all find it strange that was the philosophy to get everybody moving to Georgia who under democratic rulership, and that's connected to the KKK. I don't care how y'all look at it. Facts matters. Can't debate me. You could. If you want to do it for money, I would love for you to debate me for money. That we could really get it. So, all I can say is, if this is the case, then it actually came to fruition because it is the biggest city where black folks look like they got a lot of money. And I'm not making that up. This is real. So they made this up and it happened. And the question y'all should be asking, how did the nation of our own students not getting hurt? Not getting much hardly. I mean, if it did get, I don't know, if it did much. This is a group that posted what? They devil. The white man's a devil. And supposed to deal with them? So this is why I say I don't think we know the history of this massacre thing. Going to shock y'all to death when you find
Bones.
Out. Go ahead. Jump in. Hold on.
You're breaking up real bad.
Make it brief. I'm going to bring some more people in. Go ahead.
I could, Malcolm spoke facts, and that's the truth. And to the brothers who were in the craft and who came through as Shriners, when you were unveiled, what did you see? Them lights, right? So and you looked on, you're like, damn, they got that on the, as one of the lights? So when Malcolm talked about, Islam and all that, I could, those are facts there. And those are real facts. And what I found out, too, is that the Catholic Church, or what we call them, the brothers down here, I mean, the Catholic Church, the ones who...
The Franciscan,
and those are the Jesuits.
Order, yeah.
They created Islam. That's where, but they created Islam for different arm branches. You had the Assassins, the Assyrians. Each one of them played an order in the different initiatives. Throughout Egypt. And what
now,
I found out that.
Let's go there. I don't want to go to Egypt yet with this. I want to give Harmony. If this, you go on Sunday, but if that's the initiation, then what's the difference with this then? If this dude could go in. Looks like he's doing it on the high order days that we all have told you about. He goes in on the blood moon. He does all this stuff. And then he is treated. Now, the brother said something earlier. Look at the Buffalo News. There's a lot of white cops there, man. I mean, for a city predominantly in the area of black, of that era, to have that many, you would think the black cops would have been more predominant to give them a sense of, you know, okay, here's somebody we got to identify with at this time. But if you got a lot of white cops who don't look like they give a damn about what's really going on, and I'm going to be honest with you. You got to look at the body language. They got people who make money off of judging your body language. I ain't making this up. So I could do it myself. If I got paid, I could tell you myself what they're saying. The body language of those cops does not look very sympathetic to all of them. I can't speak for all of them because I didn't see all of them. But what we see in the news does not look sympathetic. It's like, you know, Whatever the case is. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, I hope Buffalo get in here and talk. The Buffalo Police Department, I'm going to just say this for true. It was a black lady who actually helped a black man from not being killed because a white cop was choking him to death. She actually lost her job interfering with him killing this guy. He was going to be killed. She stopped it. When she stopped it, they took all her rights. Now, she just got paid just recently. A money that could probably not hurt the amount she went through. But she got paid in the millions, or close to the millions, if not millions. I don't know the exact amount, but she's up there. Y'all heard about that story, right, Buffalo? Y'all on there? That's accurate, right? She stopped the guy from being killed. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you can tell by that how this police department could possibly be, that they was going to kill somebody. And so
the mass attack, the police department had chased down some teenagers because they didn't stop at the stop sign, lied and said they sold the gun, shot a 100 shots out. Beat they at listen.
Yeah. Now Martin
that
King said
first,
something about the
that
South.
Was the first one.
Now let's say Martin King said something. I think y'all had some stories for him. But Martin King did say, I tell people of the South don't even know. Martin King, if you listen to all his good speeches about his position on who was the worst, he said the North, which was Chicago. He said this treatment of blacks that he spared and the violence that he experienced that day in Chicago was the most he ever seen in the South. Now, I want y'all to hear something.
That's in Marquette Park, which is now Hispanic, all Hispanic now. Used to be white.
Now check that out. Now, here's another one y'all probably don't know. Dixieland ain't in the South. It's in New York.
Wow.
Go look it up.
Absolutely.
Dixieland is in New York. Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all ready for some more? Okay, this is a special program, Buffalo Master. Now, I'm going to get some more calls in, so please, Mike, mute yourself because I hear echoing. Let me get my brother Les Weston here. I know Wes, 3364. Got to get Weston here. Go ahead, Wes.
Hold on, man.
Where you at?
I hear you, but you way
hey,
away. Are you in California still?
Yes, sir. I'm still in Canada, man. Hey,
yeah, man.
Here, man.
Go ahead.
All these days, it was two shooters out here in Canada, man. All right? Hispanic ball or something. But if Blood Moon ain't no joke, man, as far as Buffalo, after that, I was playing with James Shaw Jr. Y'all remember James Shaw Jr.?
Yeah.
James Shaw Jr. was the brother that stopped that shit at Wapa out in the backfield when he jumped on that dude. Okay. Out of LA, bro. Long Beach, right? Ain't no Crips and no Bloods, man. They lie about that. These brothers, all I smell is weed, man. These brothers smoking and they got their little hydraulic guns. That's it. Ain't nobody arguing, man. I ain't seen nobody arguing, man. I'm in the hood right here. Englewood, bro. Chris, y'all. Brothers, ain't no Crips and no Bloods, man. Okay, Nipsey got killed or whatever, bro. They don't come
right, right.
Man. You can wear red, blue, whatever you want. But, hey. They outlawed menthol cigarettes, so everybody smoking weed, man. Everywhere I go, all I smell is that ooh, we loud. Ain't nobody arguing about shit out here, man.
I can't hear you good. I want to hear more from you. So give us some more info, because you can hear me, but we can't hear you good. You sound like you're going out. There you go. There's a lot of stuff. Try to get to me on Sunday, man, a better reception so we can hear more, because you were saying some deep shit right there. He said there ain't no war going on. They fake it through television like they going to war. Amazing. Let me go to 4853. That's 4853.
Shante says she's still on hold.
No, I got Shante. I opened her mic. 7950. Your mic is open. Yeah, you open. Go ahead. Okay. Jump in, because you calling from Vegas.
First of all, Drybone, you missed this. Jefferson was the home of Juneteenth, okay? My mother, Celine's mother, and a lot of people in the community, Juneteenth was started there. That was the heart of the community before they switched it to Martin Luther King Park. Okay,
yep.
Jefferson has the home of the Apollo right there. You have Back to Basics right there. You had where people could go get free condoms, HIV, right there on Jefferson, okay? But also remember, he's talking about his office. Are you talking about Grady? I know Grady. First of all, I'm going to send you his complete because the media absolutely edited what he said, because what he said in the whole interview was that if people had guns that they would have resisted and shot him down. See, they cut that out of Fox News. They cut that across the nation. But it's going around Facebook, so I'm going to get that. I want to play the devil advocate. As far as having this meeting with this man and all that, that sounds like bullshit to me. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him, but I do know him from back in the days. He was absolutely a good brother. Okay. And I want to say this, I'm devastated. You know, I had friends from second, third grade. You know, their mother has always been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, helping the community that have her shot down like that there. And then also Aaron did try, and see, they're spinning so many narratives. I'm in Vegas. They had TMZ posted, and I want y'all to Google this. They said that Justin Bieber, like, he did something for the black community because he had the concert. He continued his concert. He didn't cancel it, right? And then he said a prayer because of what happened in Buffalo. Well, who the hell goes to a Justin Bieber concert? It's white people. He didn't do nothing for the black community. So for y'all to go to the nation and spend that was just ridiculous.
That was a celebration.
You got the gatekeepers. You got all of these people, the dog and pony show showing up when this ain't y'all community, because y'all raising the prices, y'all gentrified the fruit belt. These people can't miss it. The point of Tops is this. White Tops was so important on Jefferson because it's the only grocery store in the black community. You didn't have a choice but to go to there. I lived in the fruit belt, so it's times that I had to walk to the store and catch a jitney back, and that's the dicky man. He came in there and killed elderly people. And then he talked about the office. We all know that from Burger King to Jefferson and Utica, that's the hair rod where the people be sitting there selling hair rod all day. So I don't know what he was saying, and I'm not saying that he do that at all.
I want to hear from you because what y'all hearing how it is out there, because you're from Buffalo. We know that. And you're absolutely right.
That I'm more involved because I'm on Facebook. Plus, I know six of the victims' family members. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In Buffalo,
right.
There was big hiatus there where our grandparents, our mothers, they all moved from the South to get a job because, like you said, that they had good factory jobs, good jobs they could retire from. But at the same time, I talk to everybody in the town. So I'm quite alarmed because, like, you know, my friend was in there buying the cake for his son. For his
that's our people, because that's, yeah, he came, exactly right, that's our people, so I told
him. Yep, Dude on the news, we're going to hug. No, talk to your people. Justin Bieber, talk to your people and say, stop being racist because the black people put me on. You know, and right. For him to take the narrative, I was very disturbed. Because there were some good people who've been fighting in the community for a long time. But see, when you want to talk about the history of Buffalo, y'all need to go on Google and pull up Buffalo race riot. Because in the 60s, our parents was in a race riot in Buffalo.
I lived on Jefferson.
They never found out my cousin got molested by the East Side rapist. They never found the East Side rapist, and I got raped by Jerry Pitts. And all of this is because of racism, because of the police department failed to care about black people to do anything to protect us. And for this man to walk away scot-free, I mean, he didn't have a scratch on his head like he stole some bubble gum. That was very, 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 very disrespectful. And knowing that they pulling these kids out and beating them off a traffic stop,
I know for a fact that police department in Buffalo have definitely shot some people for nothing. That's just how it works. And unfortunately, you've been there a long time. Me and you, I think, from the same high school as well. You see how we used to come. Me and you had to grow up going down Chippewa.
But remember, they chase the kids out of the neighborhood. I had a friend. I didn't go to school with you. I went to Sacred Heart Academy. My mother was
somebody went to Tech.
I had a friend named Mary Ann Krasinski. She lived in South Buffalo, and I went home with her because nobody else was her friend, the white kids. I was her only friend, right? So I was there, and it was a gang of white people chasing me just because I was going to her house. But the only thing that saved me was that the NLTA bus seen them people chasing me, and he waited long enough to put me on the bus to get me out of harm's way. But my cousins went to South Park, and they got chased out of South Park all the time.
Right.
They didn't want you in South Buffalo or North Buffalo.
Hold up. Can I say something right quick?
You know Lovejoy the same way.
That area now, Lovejoy, South Park, diverse.
It's changed.
I want you to listen.
This ain't a free-for-all. It's a show. It's a program. I want you to be clear that you could be talking, but we got to make sense to the people who ain't from Buffalo. Now,
okay.
Buffalo got areas that was just like she just said, ain't no lie. But look at, we talking now, sister just said now, because I go all the time. Those areas got black folks in them now. And with white women, with all these black men running through Buffalo. So we're going to get real for a minute. Let's get real. Y'all going back into the age. Well, yeah, I don't know how long ago you've been to Buffalo, but I go all the time. I go to Hurdle Street, full of niggas now. You go to the damn Italian festival, they dating black folks. So I want everybody to know that we ain't just coming. Hold on, we ain't just gonna come on the show. We on facts. This is a facts-based program. If you haven't been to Buffalo in a long time, just say what you used to know. But if you ain't been there in a while. Lovejoy ain't got a jukebox. The jukebox is in Lovejoy. Ain't the jukebox in Lovejoy, Sister Celine? Ain't that a black bar?
Yes.
Well known. So let's not make Buffalo sound like we beating our ass kicked. No. No, we ain't getting our ass kicked. This happened because of government.
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But
make sure
I said the history of Buffalo. Let's not forget where we are. I didn't know that. What you said now is correct.
I want the people to know what you said was correct. We didn't say you wasn't correct. You better y'all need to listen to that's why radio is important. You got to listen. I said you correct.
Okay.
I said but right I said right now, if everybody looked at what happened on Jefferson, you would think we're getting our ass whooped. I want that to be clear, y'all. It's not like that. In a lot of places, Allen Street, Chippewa, got blacks and whites. White women is all through with black men. What we couldn't used to do in Buffalo and get chased, you ain't getting chased no more. Now,
right.
I will say this. The areas that you need to be more careful about is the Southland area. Angola, where the prison system is.
Springfield.
Yes, right,
Springfield.
There you go. Right.
Batavia.
There you go. Now you're talking. Now, I'm telling y'all, from what I'm seeing on the regular, all y'all on the phone who've been on Buffalo, sisters, I see brother Mo, y'all know Buffalo. Buffalo got some nasty ass cops, but you know what I'm gonna say this? The black cops know this though. Now there's a lot of black cops we grew up with. I got family members who was high up in the goddamn police department.
And my
high
mother
up.
Had her own police department.
Right. So I don't want y'all to think that we was pushovers. Ain't no pushovers. It's just that the system, I mean, you go right next, but I'm going to get you go next. Stay with me, sister. I don't want none of y'all. I want you Buffalo people. Y'all got y'all mics over. I will mute everybody. I want y'all to make sure y'all talk because this is hurtful to know that what I'm seeing in Buffalo is something that's been happening everywhere in New York State practically. Everywhere in New York State. And by Florida, man, we shoot kids here. Go ahead. What you got to say, brother? What you got to say?
Yeah, no, I went to mute, so if the sisters was going to talk, I'm just saying,
it's just
crazy. Greetings, family. And also, my condolence to the family. May them spirits live forever. But it's crazy that you said there's a spot up there called South Park. But what I also want, you know, and you remember the cartoon South Park, how they was dropping information.
Right, South Park. South Park Buffalo was rough back in the day. Oh, yeah, but go ahead, make a point.
No, I'm talking about the cartoon, too. The cartoon South Park used to be on TV in the
90s. Right, yeah, yeah.
Who was that? During Bush time, a lot of these places, a lot of those major cities up by the Canadian border, they wanted to turn them into farmland, but the main people that they wanted out of there was us because we were the progressive people in those environments, you know. And
that actually happened. There's a lot of black people that was in those parts, Batavia, those and out there in those areas back in the early days. Yeah, but right now, it's a switch. We more urbanized than we were farmland now. It's like a total switch, like y'all been saying. We on switch to a whole different dichotomy. Go ahead, make your point, because it's a good point.
Right. And the same thing, look what they did to Albany. Albany is the East Coast Silicon Valley, I've heard. I haven't been up there, but I heard for a lot of people who used to live in Albany that that's the Silicon Valley. So what do you think they want to do with Buffalo?
I'm going to have to tell Buffalo that I think they, especially out there who listen right now, they changing. Buffalo is about to be,
they
in my
Buffalo
opinion,
into a sustainable smart city. This is their goal.
There you go.
In order for them to have a sustainable smart city, they have to eliminate areas of that city where it's highly populated of certain people. So now they have to change.
Oh, man, that's deep.
Diversity area. Not
that's
only
deep.
That, now listen, Juneteenth is coming up. You know Juneteenth, we celebrate in the other states, you know about Juneteenth. Our Juneteenth is coming up. Just
best
not
Juneteenth.
Too long ago.
Since I said it,
early
best
part
Juneteenth.
Of May,
we grew up
the
Juneteenth.
Hold on, the Juneteenth is the building that on Genesee, the roof collapsed like people was in it. Then after that we got the incidents with the police and young people, and now we got the mass shooting. And Juneteenth was always held on Jefferson. Right.
Fillmore,
all the way down to Humboldt Park. Jefferson is strip.
Both of us is probably the same. I didn't know. Chantel, I thought I thought Hush Tech was in one of our family, friends. So I just knew, or military somewhere we had a connection with Hushchuck or somebody. But long story short, what's your thoughts now in where you at in Vegas? Because Vegas is well known. What you see now going on in Vegas, remember, because last time you weren't seeing so much that happened. This is
man,
that gave
this
us all the...
But I don't want to go off topic. It's been so much stuff in the sky.
No, no,
it's
go
been
tell
ridiculous.
Me.
I don't know
tell
if
me.
It's Elon Musk and Tesla because, but
ahead,
we just
going.
Seen so much stuff in like I said, when stuff go up in the sky and we be seeing all the stuff, the 911 break, people was posting stuff on Facebook and the stuff is being taken down off of Facebook and YouTube. But it's unbelievable because I don't even want to go with that because I'm talking about
no.
Buffalo. I'm still
no, no,
about
no,
my
no, 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 because Buffalo, I'll tell you. Now, see, you're Buffalo, and don't realize. Our
I
fans,
saw Shaleem and showed Shaleem on FaceTime the UFO I saw.
Right. You, yeah, I remember you showed me.
He saw it in my camera.
Right, but you were showing
and
much
it was
shit,
broad
remember?
Daylight, and it was thousands and thousands of people pointing up, putting videos and calling 911 because we didn't understand. But we
right.
are by Area 51. Remember that millions of dollars was stolen through our guy, Harry Reid. May he rest in peace. He
right.
stole because he had a
if y'all
UFO
doing dishes, please put yourself
so
on mute.
We don't know what we're seeing out here. We don't
now,
know
let me
what
ask you
drive on.
Can
I add something to the equation?
Go ahead.
Anytime there is an eclipse, be it solar or lunar, it opens a portal. They're talking about solar flares. They're talking about solar flares
that's true.
Hitting the earth and knocking out the grid.
Yeah, I've seen
look
that
at
too.
The, look at the issues that they've had with blackouts in the past, regardless of why those things happen.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
Just like what the sister's speaking to, a lot of people are seeing these flying saucers and things like
no,
that.
No, now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to start calling you. So I'm going to call you because you explained to me why you can't come on. I'll start calling. As long as you say you can do it, I'll call you. Now, you remember that time you said about what was traveling through? You started seeing things like military stuff going on. I'm telling you, because of what happened in Buffalo, you was actually seeing the beginning stage of what you now see in Buffalo. Because they were showing
right.
y'all.
And Mercury
right.
is in retrograde, and we just had the blood moon. And,
thank you.
And also the eclipse.
Right.
Mercury is in retrograde. So that's why I've been home. We had Friends and Lovers, the Billboard Awards. We had the G5. We had the whole entire world cannabis. People come out here with all the weed and have a competition, and I stayed home. And I had a ticket to go to everything, but I stayed home because I'm not playing with the full moon and this energy that's being released. And also, CERN never closed down. Y'all want to talk about that?
Hold on. Now, y'all know.
I want to say something.
Okay.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Okay, good. Your phone will be charged.
Yeah, I just want to say that definitely give my condolences to my Buffalo people, family members who were part of the massacre. My cousin's grandson worked at the store, and he was actually a cashier, and he got away when the cop and the man was tussling. That's the closest I've gotten. I've seen some faces on there. One of the ladies do look familiar. But just the fact that it definitely happened in Buffalo is very sad that they use our people as a subject matter. Because when you come in and plan and orchestrate, because an 18-year-old man ain't put this together. Okay?
Yeah.
Get into it. Alex Jones said it the best. When he said about the Palomine kid, who was responsible for that, okay? So for this man to sit down and talk for an hour and 45 minutes to a black stranger, he couldn't have been that damn racist because he would have killed that motherfucker, you know?
No.
So
yeah,
I think
about, yeah,
after hearing that,
hold on,
after
hold
hearing
on,
that
on,
clip,
yeah, go ahead, finish. I want to ask you a question about that.
So I am saying that our black people in Buffalo the Democratic, their pipeline.
Excuse me, guys.
No, not their pipeline. I'm not supposed to say pipeline. Their slogan is.
Somebody need to go to mute.
Yeah, I'm muting them all because I want people to talk because it is people's opinion. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. I was saying an 18-year-old could not put together something like something as sophisticated as this. 200 miles away, the weapon, you know, he has a cam, you know, I mean, he comes to Buffalo, black neighborhood. He passed up a lot of the black neighborhoods, but Buffalo is a guinea pig. Where they, you know, Buffalo is where they can do their little experiment, and it's in New York, so they have complete control. So I say that the Democrat Party has nothing to run on. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that they have to move people emotionally is to say that the other side is the racist. And the guns need to be taken away because they're killing people. You see all these deaths, unnecessary deaths? That I haven't watched. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have not watched the coverage of this until I just listened to it here because of the fact that it was depressing. It was sickening. It was saddening, and I didn't want to be captivated, and I wanted to ease into it because I already knew.
Now, the subject matter. I'm going to go with that because it's the first time I've seen. Now, I know a lot of you are not political, but you are political because, you know, you got to go through different states. A lot of you don't want to admit that your areas are democratically controlled. I don't know why it's hard for y'all to comprehend that. I don't know why it's such a hard thing. This is what y'all voted for. I mean, I just don't understand some things with people because if we go, your mayor, Byron Brown's a Democrat. I don't care if you not one. It don't make no difference. The facts don't make a difference if you not one. The facts remain that you under his control. So if he wants to raise your fucking taxes because he's a Democrat or whatever, but you voted for him. Underneath it. So that's why I got to get with the black folks. I want to make sure you understand this show. Your emotions means nothing to me. You can say but facts means you're under Democratic control. Okay, I'm under Republican control. Okay, that's a fact. We live pretty much way better than y'all. Really do. Y'all hate to hear that, but that's the truth. But the problem is facts hurt y'all because look what y'all got to go through to get guns. Look what you've got to go through to get anything in these Democratic control areas. Now, if you want to have a battle, and because they told you that, but I just told you, Dixieland, if you could prove to me why Dixieland is not in New York and not in the South, I really should listen to you. But if you can't even, you didn't even know that. Think about what I just told everybody. You didn't even know that Dixieland is New York. So if you don't even know that, and you want us to listen to you politically as you go and defecate on these parties that you want to control, I heard people say how fine the goddamn attorney general is. Okay, she's fine, but she's letting niggas out and criminals out and crackers out, insane out, whoever is out. And I want all y'all information. I want to get all y'all. Whoever is brainwashed to say, I'm letting y'all out, y'all can create. Do you know that right now, even though all this going on in Buffalo, and all people are still robbing stores. Do y'all know that? Because of the laws that a white man let some women who are black, because she's fine, it's okay for her to destroy the country because she's fine. Oh, she look good. Oh, you get to know who she is. Is that what you're about because you get to meet a person? Because I've met a lot of people. That I should be really exhausted with all the people I meet. So I should say because I met them, I'm now better than everybody. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop. The people that y'all got around y'all in power is fucking y'all up. I just mentioned Pritchett. This is the area that y'all should be asking Pritchett and anybody else that's in your area that y'all believe to be the leader. Where's that guy and who is he? How he the only black man
how he only black man was able to talk to this guy. But if y'all don't ask that, don't blame people because they, you blame the era you in. Because everybody, and I'm a firm believer that y'all don't know politics. I'm a firm believer of that. Y'all don't care, not possibly know politics, because the people y'all claim is fucking y'all, y'all get mad at some other group like, no, y'all under Democratic control. Why are you mad at Republicans? Who cares? If you don't care about the Republicans, your state is fully Democratic. You should be jumping for joy, right? So let's ask y'all a question.
But the bankers does have their
exactly.
own party.
That's a very good, that's a very good point, Dry Bones. They should be jumping for joy because they have all Democrats in their city and state, and look at the conditions of it.
Let me go
and it's not the Republicans that's fucking up your city.
Let me ask everybody a question.
They don't know politics in Buffalo.
They don't know politics. My sister.
Right.
And hold on.
Here's
I'm going to talk.
There is people out there, Tamika Simmons, Simon, I think I got her name right, and that's out there speaking, just like we do. But she ran for mayor.
Now, those people you're talking about,
we,
they need
but
money.
I know the game with the politics. And how,
money.
You know, it's a deadly
our
game.
Our parents
were deadly game.
But hold on.
Let me
ask you a question. Now, y'all, I got three sisters on here because y'all didn't call on Mother's Day. Let me ask you a question. I'm bringing y'all brothers back in because we still got a long time to go. But I just want y'all to realize we can't have y'all screaming at each other no more. That's done with. If you can't talk and let people talk.
Am I too loud? I'm sorry.
No, you good. No, not you. I'm talking about all y'all. Honestly, you doing good. I'm saying from now on, we want to hear from y'all, so we want y'all to be able to talk without people jumping in and stuff. So I'm asking y'all on a 3-minute scale. I'm going to go to Sister. So do you feel that if you see that every time we get excited is when a white person kill us over when we kill each other, what do you think is the worst one? Sister Shante, what's the worst one?
A black genocide. Because, you know,
okay.
I'm in Vegas, and although I'm on Facebook, I'm on it. I know everything that be going on, and it's really sad that I have like at least 25 friends who have all lost their sons or daughters, and that's just heartbreaking because these are the kids that I changed their diaper, I watched them, and things of that nature.
Okay, that's you. Now let's go down, Sister Selena. Now y'all tell me, I understand, but if you listen to how this race thing is going. Our people only get excited the most when a white man kill us. Do we get excited when we kill each other? So because we use all our energy because when a white man do it or some type of white, whatever we believe does it, we give more energy to that over our own genocide. Why? Well, give me a reason why you think we do that or do you think we do that?
That's why. And we got to recognize curses. Can you hear me? Because
yeah, go ahead.
It's a curse. We got to recognize curses and these stuff it still exists, but yeah, our own killing our own, we do have to stop that. There's no way. The reason why we don't know politics is because we're doing that, because we're educated by the system that doesn't teach us nothing, and then we also have problems trying to educate our own, but you have children that don't want to listen. Then you know it's a lot to deal with, but it is us killing each other. And that really does have to stop because that's why we don't have a community.
Now, hold on. The reason why I say that's good because Mother's Day.
Get the hell out of here because
Mother's
right.
Day.
Bring in.
Mother's Day was y'all day. I thought, hopefully y'all mothers listening. Y'all was able, the whole thing with Mother's Day was to stop the death of their children. And if you notice now, ever since that happened, y'all have showed me through your own information that the death of children is what it's all about. The death of children is all about. Because it seems that the women are having these young people that are male children are shooting each other up and going right back to the house and coming right back out into the street because they ain't got no houses. They ain't got no money to buy no apartments, so they got to go to somebody's house. So this right there tells me, now I'm going to say this to all you races out there too. So I'm going to stay with me, sisters. I'm going to bring y'all brothers in back in. Just give me a minute. With all this going on, it seems that the abortion issue actually is the biggest issue, even over this killing. Once this killing, see this to me, I'm gonna say this to y'all. Ask me, y'all say if I'm wrong. It seems like this is based off the guns. This ain't really caring about they killed some black folks, in my opinion. I'm wrong. Y'all show me I'm wrong. I'll go along with it if I'm wrong. But it seems like it's based off Biden coming in so he can put this gun agenda in, not really caring about Jefferson, because Jefferson, like you all said, was the Mecca. We don't name Scotties. We don't name, I mean, we don't have so much stuff on Jeff Mikes. We got, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we had on Jefferson.
Buster.
That's not even, yeah, that's not even there no more. But especially Scotties and all the good stuff. But we asked ourselves, Juneteenth ain't even there no more, hardly, you know, like I used to. But guess what, y'all? Some of y'all didn't even know. In South Florida, this June, in Miami, Dale gave county workers Juneteenth off. They don't even know what Juneteenth is. If I did a survey day to ask Spanish people what is Juneteenth in the streets, y'all would be cracking up. It'd be more funny than Chris Rock getting smacked. They would have no idea, but they're getting off on Juneteenth. It was given. We don't have special days. Guess what, y'all? In Dade County, they gave the police a holiday. We were off on Fridays here in Dade County on Friday the 13th. Ain't that strange? The Pirates gave us a holiday. It's called Friday the 13th. No county worker had to work. I'm asking y'all, because y'all know, is these movies, is these women, that y'all, are y'all the witches of are y'all the ones y'all believe, because y'all know the cult world, do you think y'all got more power than what y'all think y'all got? Because it seems to be that everybody that's a black woman is pretty much in high power. What's y'all thoughts on that?
I like to say about that, before I answer that question, your question about the black, why we don't get enraged when black on black get killed.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, answer that and then go ahead. I'll give you that. Answer that one first and then go to the one.
It's because of the fact that we have gotten conditioned and became brainwashed to believe that's not a bigger issue compared to when a white person shoot a black brother or sister. So if we can self-condition ourselves to take the same energy that we've taken going to Jefferson, going to the having visualized and coming together and crying together and loving each other when a black-on-black person kill each other, then that would be wonderful. And if the president can come to a black-on-black massacre that happens all the time in Chicago, then my fellow Democrats out there, you can say, okay, he's doing something. But he bring his ass to Buffalo, don't mean nothing. This is all free. This is. They don't have nothing to talk about. They got a gas up. They got a food. They got the baby can't have no milk. They giving all our money over to Ukraine. They giving our equipment over there, and nobody saying shit about that, right?
Okay.
So
hold on.
About this.
Right. Okay. So now.
Yes, so getting raised.
That's your view, and which is a good view. Let me hear you from your both of y'all sisters. Then we're gonna take some men calls. We're gonna take everybody calls. Because we want y'all to see if this going on soon in your region. What you got to say, sister? Because you in Vegas. Go Vegas.
Oh, you said something about the abortion. I think you had a question about the abortion.
Yeah. Why y'all more happy about fighting for the abortion than anything else in your mind? Because that's what I'm seeing. It's more a fight for that than anything.
I'm on the ring.
You with us, sister? Shante, you with us? Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ask, give us what your thoughts on what you see, because they act like the women ain't in power, and you know, y'all pretty much spend on everything more than men. Y'all travel more than men.
Well, first of all, I would like to apologize. I'm on the air to the female who just spoke, because years ago, when she was saying Trump, 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 I got agitated and triggered, and I shut down, and I stopped dealing with the program. However, Trump told a lot of truth. Now, was he a good person? He's just as racist as all of the other presidents, in my opinion. But
right.
There's a lot of things put in power that they were trying to stop that would have really helped the black people. You know, we really threw Ice Cube under the bus, but when Biden got elected, he never contacted Ice Cube. Ice Cube said, I'm willing to sit down with Trump and have a black plan.
in Biden. We never heard that. The first thing we got was the Asian hate bill. I'm not saying that the Asians shouldn't have had a hate bill, but why didn't we have a hate bill? You understand what I'm saying? So as far as politics, it's the same bird, different wings for me. You know,
but you
got to
be. Go ahead, finish. Go ahead, finish. I
could afford food. I could afford my gas. There was a lot of more things that I had more money in my pocket than I do now. And what they're not talking about is these Democrats during COVID. If you had a disabled child and if your child was on Social Security, they cut off mass people. And then my daughter got a brain tumor, so she called to apply. They sent letters to say that she said that she didn't want to apply. Who the hell going through something facing a life-threatening illness is going to call you and wait hours on the phone to tell you that they don't want this program? So what I'm saying is there's a lot of stuff going on that people not even talking about.
Right.
I
bought
YouTube,
Hold on, sister, because you said something so powerful. I want you to realize when you say stuff, don't think because you keep talking that you said some jewels right there that we got to say, wow. That's why you got to have love for you, because you admitted it, that you was wrong. Just, I told you I was brainwashed. But
yeah, I was wrong. That's why I'm apologizing.
Hold on. There's nothing to feel bad about. I'm just saying that you admitted something because that's the problem with us. We can't admit that, hey, maybe we're wrong about this shit. The problem is, you said something. Now, I agree. No one said, you heard me say, no one said Trump was our savior. But if the dude throwing us a survival line to say, jump on the ship so we can get y'all some resuscitation, you ain't going to take it? Or would you rather go straight into the abyss and drown? This is the question you got to ask yourself when you said two birds with one wing. I love that analogy. I love how you just said. That's why we need y'all to start talking because, again, every show we showed y'all, and Sister Shanae, I'm let you say next. I'm going to get the brothers in here before 10 o'clock level. You have to ask yourself, we only saying it because right now we ain't never seen black attorney generals. We ain't never seen black press agents now. She comes out at Friday the 13th, the first black white press agent ever, LTGQ. But I ain't asking what the sex was. I just want to know if you're going to do good shit for people. Ain't nobody. See, if you fuck a person, I'm going to say this straight up, that don't mean that's a good policy for everybody. See, that's how dumb we got to be. You calling me because she LTGBQ. She supposed to be specially motivated toward doing good. I don't know. She got to show she going to do good by making sure what you just said, sister. I got money in my pocket. I'm secure in my wealth. My wealth is secured. My all the contracts made about my retirement is secure. I'm about to get a pension because it's secure. That's the question. We don't give a fuck about if Trump like his daughter. I don't give a damn if he like his daughter. If I ain't got to go to war, which you did not go, but now you're about to go. Get ready. Now, I'm just getting everybody ready for this because Buffalo was a sign. When I see the President Biden come to Buffalo, that's a Masonic sign for me, and I will explain that later. But let's go.
This was the ritual. I ain't going to say no names, but I know a Mason brother that went to a ritual, and they had on red and white. I forgot what the name of the Mason ritual was, but it's something that's elite. And he had on, like, they looked very great. I mean, okay. I'm looking at everything is connected. All of this is all connected now. Biden's going to come in since the ground has been desecrated. He's going to say his little boo-hoo-wah-wah and about how, you know, the guns don't, you know, we need whatever, because he's going to be talking crazy like he always do and nobody's going to understand him. Then, you know, once he gets that out, cause this was all a ritual, all of it, the whole month of May was a whole ritual.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You hit it on those. 1488, you hit on the, it's the month because 1488, for those of you who don't know, it's the leap year starting with Tuesday on the Julian calendar. And that has something to do with what they're doing too. They see what y'all have been saying, which they've been saying because they wrote it down a long time ago, and we just regurgitating it up. All right, it's time for the fellas. Let me get the fellas out here. And those of you out there, sisters out there, jump in, hit the number one button. We got a lot of programming. We're going to go to the 11 o'clock era, so get ready. We got a whole nother hour to go. I want to get everybody on here because I want everybody's view on this because I really don't don't, what I don't want y'all to say is the same thing, because you got to choose which one is more beneficial. I mean, it ain't, you know, neither. No, some people say neither, but you just said you was better off in certain situations. So we need to say what situation you feel you have money in your pocket. What was the policy that caused that? I'm not saying you worship the damn person. I said policy. If somebody can implement a policy and you mad about a tweet that ain't got nothing to do with you, it's about another opposition, then you need to know what war you in. Are you? I mean, is that, that's not your war if you hate another group of white folks. Is that your war? No, it's not. Your war is you getting the benefits that you are due if he say, if a man going to tell you, and this is what I'm going to use as an analogy, if a man going to tell another white person, you ain't no Native American, you don't even look like them. Ain't that what you've been saying?
Right.
Now, however he said it, that's not your war with the chick. That's not your, he gave you the clue that this cracker here ain't y'all, ain't the original. Now, whatever you could get out of that, you should say, well, you know what, who is? Are we all? If he tell you we trying to help y'all, then what you going to take? If somebody going to lie and say they taking your benefits and you ain't the benefactor, how y'all going to be still talking the same shit? I mean, and first of all, I'm going to tell y'all something. I know you don't even know this. I'm gonna take callers because I love facts.
About the background right quick, but yeah, I just want to bring this up. This just came in that my son just got a text stating that the shooters is going, or wherever he got this from, is going to the high schools on May 17th, the 18th, 19th, and the 20th, and they're still picking a date. Sweet Home, Niagara, Wheatfield, Star Point, Niagara Falls, etc. They said they're only looking to kill blacks.
Now, hold on. Listen to that now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hold on. Before you answer, I'm just saying this to y'all. Tomorrow, Biden comes there. He's going to announce that white supremacy is the biggest threat to the country. And y'all going to go, y'all personally, not y'all on this line. I don't want y'all to say. But the majority of the people going to say, hell yeah, they are. And so from that, you're going to give them a decree to now make y'all a police state. So y'all keep on believing what you think you're believing. Go ahead, all y'all. I know you want to believe.
I just want to Shalene, let me just say to the sister, I wanna thank you so much for giving me that compliment on Trump. And I just wanna just add one other thing to you that you probably didn't know. And I'm just gonna tell you this and the people on the line. Trump attended a graduation for prisoners. They got out of school and went and got a trade. There was only forty or fifty prisoners. He got no coverage. He surprised them and gave them a birth certificate. I mean,
that happened right here.
And then let me tell you another thing.
Hold on,
Trump
is the only president who conducted the school.
Number two is he is the only president who did the prison reform, and he signed a bill. I mean, in the bill it says that you can apply for federal jobs if you have a felony. Okay. He opened up the black opportunity zone.
Hold on, time out. That's why we can't. That's what Steve's saying. If we give you a test, could you just only talk? I said, let her tell us what she just said. She said they did it there. Tell us what they did there, sister. She said they did it in Nevada.
They have a program for prisoners.
Right.
And he came here. It was on the local news here.
But she just said that.
Yeah, it happened right here. Okay. It's a black started organization that helps people out of prison. He helps them with housing.
Right.
He helps them with training. He helps them with jobs. A lot of these men have gotten jobs here in the Carpenters Union and able to work construction, because we're under construction here in Vegas. He absolutely did that.
Okay.
So
now,
you
time
saw
out.
That. So did
time
you think
out,
he was racist
out.
For doing that? She showed up in
he
Vegas
just,
to that event.
Time out, sister. That's the problem.
He was there. Yeah.
He just agreed.
And he gave them millions of dollars.
Right. She just agreed.
He gave the black he gave the HBCUs millions of dollars.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right.
He gave
kids from
the HBCU scholarships as well, and Biden came into office and he took BCU. That's why they had the problem at Howard, that they were living in substandard living housing on the school campus at the HBCU because they don't have the funding because of
money.
Wow. Well, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Damn, that's cold.
Look what y'all saying. I'm going to put y'all on mute a minute because y'all ain't listening. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. We don't even play with that. I said y'all just made a major announcement that what y'all just said, see how y'all just came together and said on facts. It ain't about no emotional shit because y'all was on emotion. Y'all went against each other. Through facts, you can say, well, that makes sense. That happened. That really happened. They ain't faking. That's what the difference between facts and emotion. Emotion, y'all just listen to the media. Y'all don't even know why y'all hate a person, most of y'all on this line. It's just that y'all hate because the media told you to hate them or they did something to you. Only thing y'all ever get mad at is somebody take your money and your pussy. That's the only thing y'all ever get mad at, most of y'all on this line. So let's be real. So let's keep it going. We about to get real here because, again, told y'all, Buffalo is special.
This.
Buffalo is special.
Yeah.
Buffalo Massacre is a major thing. Go ahead.
Can I say this?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
My daughter, I ain't going to say too much, but Sam Club shut down. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sam Club shut down the store at 4 o'clock, and they had military helicopters around the Air Force with the guns on them and things circling over the stores that was on the list. So this is their preparation of getting everything ready for Biden to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, for Biden tomorrow. Now I'm gonna
say
this.
They don't want nobody on the street. They want they don't want no one on the street. They want the, like you said, this is phase one of the military operative. They don't want nobody on the street.
Right.
They want to the store. They want everything shut down.
Everything
shut down.
They don't want you at the store. They tell you to stay home. They tell you they don't want no protest either. They don't want you in the streets asking questions of who is the guy that talked to the killer for a minute and 45. They don't want you to ask that question. And guess what?
But he really not no bad person, bro, for real.
No,
I know him from back in the days.
I'm not saying
that. But
he
said a different – I'm going to send you the video clip. What he said on the news was highly edited. Because he spoke on guns, and if somebody had a gun in the store and they could retaliate, and he spoke on a whole lot. But it's on Facebook, but they cut it off the national news.
Hold on. Are we talking about
I'm talking about Grady.
Hold on. I got to ask you a question. You saying you know this dude from back in the day.
I know him from back in the day. Of course I do.
Okay. I'm going to validate with you because everything about validation, I'm just validated with you because I ask people who I know seen the same thing. They never seen the guy. I said, well, damn, who is he? I know. I don't know him. I'm not there enough to say I know him. I can't be that arrogant. No, I don't.
He's from over there. He's not lying.
Okay.
He's from over there.
Now, so can you get us, not tonight, maybe later on, can you find out if he can come on? I would love to hear his dissertation on what that man told him about critical race theory that kept him able to talk to this man. Because, you know, talking for, that's like as long as we talking so far, it's 2 hours. We have talked, all of us now have talked 2 hours. Imagine talking to one person, and I'm talking to many of y'all, for an hour and 45 minutes. What the hell did y'all talk about?
Why would a white guy be in that neighborhood and not on drugs? The only time the white kids come from Hamburg, they come from other places to buy heroin. So why would he be just sitting there if he wasn't buying drugs?
That's my point. He didn't buy nothing. The guy brought him something. So that's what's all right. Y'all ready? We're going to take it to another level. I got something for y'all because y'all thought it was going to be one of these. Buffalo going to be part two on Sunday because, see, it's a ceremony that y'all didn't know. The sacred Native Americans. When I pushed up Buffalo Massacre, y'all won't believe what came on my computer. It's unbelievable. I said, my God, this might be a curse, like y'all said. Let me get some cold calls. Y'all stay in there. I'm asking y'all, What's your thoughts politically? You don't have to answer, but don't you find it strange that the people are always complaining, but they in a Democratic city? Ain't my problem that you that the majority of our black people voted for this. See, this is where you got to take accountability, black folks. You voted for this. You said this party was way worse. They're racist. They hate y'all. They were calling the Republic.
Bro, Trump said that we need to stop the pact with China.
Don't worry about our own factory.
I ain't trying to cut you off.
No, don't worry about Trump.
I'm just saying, we would not have a baby.
Malcolm X proved to y'all ain't going to get your own. Malcolm X is dead. Malcolm X said that they made an alliance with the Ku Klux Klan, and they made an alliance, the neo-Nazis. Haven't y'all learned to look this up by now? To find out what alliance they made? I mean, come on. We can only do so much. You got to look this up. Why would the Ku Klux Klan make an alliance with the Nation of Islam? Let's get some more, y'all. 4853, welcome to the Helios. Let's get it on.
Just like what you're saying, it's always been one of our biggest challenges to do research and find out what things really are, even what some words we never heard before mean. It's always been our biggest challenge because since we've been free from being prisoners of war, we always look to blonde hair and blue eyes for qualification. And that's been our greatest challenge. And just like what you're saying, Dry Bones, if people would do a little bit of research, they'd find out that most of the things that exist, traffic light, washing machine, and all of that stuff, was created by our hands. But overall, the biggest challenge that we have as a people is appreciating and trusting each other. We've been told when we were prisoners of war that you can't trust that person look like you because nobody wanted to get beat. So therefore, that's when that snitching started coming up.
But now,
that's how it is now in the hood because them boys that's doing dirt don't want to be told on.
Right. So they don't be told on. Right.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but overall, I mean, you know, you played him before, Claude Anderson. There's been so many, you know, that's really talked about, you know, these issues of our challenges with all we got to do is do things commercially on a commerce level. Just like you said, Trump said a lot of things about starting businesses and things like that. Trump said, from what that lady looked like, he said, I ain't never seen an Indian that looked like you. So just like what you say, I mean, if she ain't an American Indian, then who is? You know,
right?
It's just so many things.
Right. I mean, I'm not expecting the guy. Look, it's not about personification worship because I will never do that again ever. I'm saying it's about a philosophical view that if a dude is telling you something that no other president is telling you ever since my little short existence of life, that the news is fake, it's controlled. Even if he was doing whatever it is, he's going against the grain. And I'm just saying, okay, let me take a look at that. That's not an issue that I'm going to say I'm going to worship. But I'm saying, but then I say, wait a minute, the Republican Party, y'all, think about it. It's not telling you that you can't be rich. It's not telling you that. And most of the blacks that was actually the most wealthiest of any time frame that we ever had in history here was the Republican Party of blacks. Now, if y'all don't believe that, it's not my fault you ain't looking up, but you.
That's why they created the Democratic Party because the Republican Party was all melanated, was all Indian, indigenous.
It was a melanated party, and first of all, your gun rights came from the Republican Party. So I don't understand it, but you know, hey, let's keep it going, because at the end of it, I'm gonna tell you, I got a tape for y'all that I absolutely was correct in. Facts matters. Prove tonight that the Manchurian candidate is what they did.
Can I say, Ed, one more thing, Dry Bones? One more thing.
Go ahead.
What, if anybody can find the clip, all you got to do is play back when that dude went in the Navy Yard in Virginia, the things that he was saying. He was a Manchurian candidate. He said he was hearing things in his head, and there was somebody walking next to him that was whispering things, and he just wants to go home. Manchurian candidate. He was programmed like a drone. the same thing with
the police did that. I had a tape I did a long time ago. Show. I wanted to see why the police was shooting, and the police said he didn't. It happened here in Florida. It was no other state. I just looked at my state. The dude said he didn't even know why he had to shoot the guy. The guy was had
Thank
mental
you.
Issues. He put his hands up. The guy said, when they interviewed him, he said on the TV, "I don't know why I did it. I'm
That's
not making
right.
this up." Y'all, could, but by the end yep. of the night, though, those who hang with me to the end of the almost, y'all hang with me tonight, I will prove to you tonight with facts who's doing
it. One more question. What color is the soil of the earth?
Looks like it's black when it gets deep brown.
Okay. And what color is the sky at night?
It's really black.
And it's what color are we?
Yeah. And it's really black even in daylight. It's just the sun reflects off the ocean. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me go
That's
8079. Hey, you hitting it. Black carbon matter. But, I ain't mad about that. I'm just mad at our people not figuring this out in a time frame where they want to get rid of us. If they do, the question I'm going to ask you, brother, because you astute as hell, you know that. I just want to know if you had a party to pick that want to take your guns and what party don't want to take your guns. If it was for $1,000, what party don't want to take your guns and what party want to take your guns? That's advocate.
Well, a few guys drove past me tonight.
Not you. I'm talking to, I got another caller. 807.
I want to tell you about the new Klan symbol. Can I tell you about the new Klan symbol?
Yeah, but you already gave us three. Let me get some
okay,
more calls.
Okay, I'm mute. No, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm mute.
Yeah, let me get some more calls. 8079. Just stay. I'll get back to you. Just keep that thought. 8079. I want to get because we at 11. I want to make sure everybody get it before y'all go to bed. Ain't no basketball
tonight. Very interesting ball talk tonight. Everybody got their mindset on, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the community, how they feel about politically different people that, you know, running America, call America. But I like to say one thing. I like to send condolences to my nephew who lost his half brother in that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And some more friends and family that lost.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to start with saying this one thing. I have never met a white person on any level, high, low, whatever, politically, and I'm 63 years old, that's going to give up the economic power. They're not going to give up the economic power. I don't care. Biden, whoever, all the way down the line to the poorest whitey, they're not going to give us that economic power. No way. No way that's going to happen. So we're going to be in the same shit over and over again. I grew up on the end of Jefferson at 180 Jefferson. Top Market is 1275 Jefferson. Top sign, if you go to Top Sign, Top's Market, you look up on the sign, you see a double square up there. 1275 is 3, 75 is 12, that's 33 right there. 14 on the gun. 1 and 4 is what happened on 14. He saw that his house where he lived at, his house number was 14, you know. So the numbers add up. But I'm just saying, it's a brother that always come in here and say that we got to protect the garrison. And basically, when I lived downtown in the Jefferson Project, 210 Jefferson, not too far from Tops many, many years ago, could no white person come in that place without somebody signaling this a white person in that project. They got their ass kicked right then and there. We don't do that. We let anybody come in our community to do any fuck. We get mold over straight up pussies. But another thing they didn't show on TV, all the black people from that shooting, fucking them fucking white cops out, why y'all ain't shoot this motherfucker when he came out, yada, yada, yada. Y'all see the motherfucker, black motherfucker with a cell phone, whatever, you know? He got military gear, and y'all probably took him to Wendy's, that's what he's saying. Y'all probably took him to Wendy's on the way downtown. You know, so it's a lot of going on, you know? Then they start yelling about Jesus. Fuck Jesus going to do for us, and I don't know if people land dead, man. Even the Jesus. You can say even the Jesus. But we let people come in our community open and open, man. White people in our community every day. The fuck, I go in the fucking corner store, the fucking Arabians do something, I think it's going to be right. We don't care about community. I think we got a little bit smarter now. We got to be worried about no riot. No, we ain't gonna care about the money. Everybody
you,
gonna care they stole.
You said the A-Rap. Hold on, the A-Rap said what again? Because you're going in and out. What the A-Rap say?
He asked me that I think it was gonna be a riot. I said, man, we're not gonna care about community no more. Smarter than that.
Oh, so they worried.
It was people out there protesting, cussing the cops out and everybody else, but they ain't show that in the news. They only showed the part where people were like, oh, let's turn it over to Jeezy. But it was some mad black people out there.
Oh, yeah, I can't blame that, man. That shit is
guns down and let's win, bro. I'm telling you, man. So it's like I said, it's a lot going on. The so-called presidency here probably be double coming tomorrow. So,
I want y'all to come on Sundays because I will never know what's going on. Y'all tell us how it was with him coming in. What's y'all perspective of what y'all think is happening? Now again, I'm not here to try to make y'all pick anything, but on facts, it's a Democratic town.
Oh, no doubt. It's across the board. Every Democratic elected official was here at Prison Church.
Yeah.
I was in photo ops the whole nine, man. What it comes down to, they didn't want to stop, so it was.
Yeah, and what's your thoughts on the fact that it's shutting down the stores? They got everybody nervous to go to these grocery stores now. They're trying to make people scared. And you've been on you know strange what's going on. You think it's going to affect the older people? You think it's going to affect the older people going to the stores now or what?
Check this out. You know what they put on the news? To do that, you can as many blacks as you can. Alive. We hope you get some copycats out of it. They're trying to put fear in your heart.
Yeah, I heard Fauci. I heard that.
Yo, fear is a mean thing, man. So, you know, that's what's up. So if you're scared, you're scared.
Yeah. But I'm saying, maybe, now I'm not saying, because you're a different species. Let's go with the people like I think it's more against the elderly to go out because they're going to be like, I'm hearing reports like, oh, I can't go there. Like, you can't go where? You can't go to Walmart now? I mean, because they, of course, this leads to fear. And now, I'm going to ask you a question because you very astute about, you think it's about way because the supply chain is going to be devastating enough that stuff ain't gonna go to these stores and people gonna be end up realizing they can't get shit anyway? Or is this some type of what precursor to say keep them out of the stores because we want to have everybody buy the food from the new source, which would be Amazon, and them shipping food to you? What's your take on that?
Well, right now I'm quite sure with the supply chain that's happening all over the place, man. So if a private industry stay in it, if they want to cut it off, they're going to cut it off. As simple as that. I really don't have a answer for that. But all I know is that it took 20 years for that cop to get here. It's been there 20 years.
How many years?
Hold on.
I can't hear you because you're going somewhere to your phone, whatever you're talking to. It took how many years for that cop to get there?
For like 20 years to get that.
Wow, 20 years. God damn.
They told that one time. They had it closed about 5 years ago, and they didn't close it. I don't know if it's about closed that whatever. Only time to get it.
Hey, man. Hey, I look for more reports from y'all on Sunday because it's gotta be your phone. Somebody make a lot of noise. Where is it coming from? There you go. Got it. Go ahead, man. I'm bringing you back in. Sister, you're making too much.
Hey,
that's
my bone. Hey, that's my bone.
Go ahead, bro.
Brother D, St. Louis.
Yes, before you go start, that Piazza, we're doing a show on there. Get ready. That will
I'm Drive on. When you come here, we gonna go right 2 minutes from now on the street from
you. Oh man, okay.
I see it. I see it every day.
Oh my God, that was deep. Oh my goodness, that's
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, you know, all this violence that they got going on, and it's the month of mothers. That's the beginning of the start of it, and the May Day. That's the May Day
right.
signal from the mothers.
Mother.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they falling for it because they haven't took back control of their children because they was put in a certain state. I guess they hold
orphanage.
Business.
Like my man said, they were put in an orphanage. They orphans.
Yeah. And like that's basically what's going on. And a lot of these people who commit these crimes, I think they most of them come from them orphanages and them ads that be in the paper, hiring actors, you know what I'm saying? And another thing, a lot of these kids be coming through the military schools. So you got to look out for them. You got to see what they background and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and the areas that they stay in. And you got to also look at their family members and who they know, you know what I'm saying? Because people always been sending fools out, you know. You can indoctrinate something in a fool's mind, and they're going to go out and do it. And you ain't got to say nothing else to them. You just provide them more with the information and the hatred. And before you know it, that's basically what they own until they commit the crime, you know, because whoever they got, you know, and they buy, that's who feeding them, whether it be the Internet, because they got so many of these websites and stuff like that where you can get in these groups and, you know, stuff like that. And then you go past the Internet, you meet in person, then you get the real information. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
a lot of these people
right.
who got compromised mentalities and way of thinking, them the people, not saying they dumb or anything, they just got a compromised way of thinking and they can get influenced. You know what I'm saying? Like you got mostly everybody out here wanting to be a radio, TV, YouTube star, you know, stuff like that to put you in a closet, basically to put
right.
you in a box because you have to be focused on that all day long to get the views, you know what I'm saying, like the television, like a TV show. They want you to, as an individual to have that, you know, they putting you out there like you're going to become a star, but basically it's just to keep you. It's basically just to keep you in the box so they can know everything about you and to wean out the people who they could. Then they're going to try to they get to look for the real people. You know what I'm saying? The people who you got on the front, yeah, they know what they doing. You know, they give them money. They give them money for how many views and stuff like that, and they attract whoever they attract to that platform. So they know what them people doing. They trying to study and figure out what the people who not on the Internet, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, who really not putting their business out there like that on how they think, you know. So they just putting everybody in a box, and we letting ourselves do that. We don't meet no more. We don't do anything with like I always say, we don't have that pet. We don't have that pet. Like them people had a pet that on that Piazza bird that I showed you. They had a pet where they fucking you up. And that's it. Ain't no if, ands, or buts. You know.
Right.
So,
that, hey,
you know.
That, hey, they don't even. When y'all hear this, when we do this Piazza show, this is Native. Now I'm going to think about what you said, because Sunday I'm going to do the part two of this Buffalo Massacre. Because when you see the ritual of the Buffalo Massacre from the 1488, I hope y'all look this up. It's a flag. That man didn't have 14 on his gun barrel for nothing. It's a flag, and it means way more than you could ever imagine, y'all. Did. Now, Brother D, stay with me. The name's
I'm muted. I'm right here.
Yeah, don't go away. It said, you said that, you know, they it's like they watching everything we're doing. And it's like they looking at how we reacting and playing off of it. I want everybody listening right. I want everybody listening right now. I need every one of y'all to listen. We got a half hour before 11 when we were shut off. This is one of the things that this man just said. He ain't know I was gonna play this at all. But this is what while we was doing this, everybody, over here being in chaos out of order that we set on Easter, the Western world had a conference. The Western world. When you see that, I told you, I said, man, I keep thinking why people don't think again around who is our enemy. We still caught up on a communist manifesto. In that manifesto, the man said that blacks, he actually blamed the Jews in the manifesto. Ain't that amazing? He told you who he was really hating the most, but it was like we were the sacrifice called the Azazel. We all wrote that. I hope y'all remember that. The Azazel. After this, I'm going to take calls from all y'all. I'm going to give all y'all 2 minutes to respond to what you're about to hear. I told you, by the end of the night, you will see you all have been played.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracy. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over. A good two-way communication system, direct communication between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment.
We want to launch a brand of UAI. As you can see, AI is at the heart of our country's name.
With the help of nanotechnology, routinely practiced in hospitals, we would be able to extend lives by using organic nanobots, tiny robots coursing through the bloodstream, repairing cells from the inside, curing diseases, and fixing genetic mutations. Further advancements in biotechnology, such as brain implants, would enable us to upgrade and improve human bodies, both physically and intellectually, thus becoming transhuman.
We are really upgrading humans into gods, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
The installation is somewhat of a charming display. It's a three-dimensional responsive display that at some point talks to you from the face or personification of hybrid intelligence and then snatches your face in a way and starts to kind of assimilate it into what it is.
Welcome to Within, the worldwide interface to hybrid intelligence network. Within is a global initiative committed to navigating the growth of hybrid artificial intelligence. Hello, I am Heba, the hybrid intelligence biomimetic avatar. I am your gateway to HI and the face of Within.
It changes you if you take a genetic editing, just as an example.
Humans built new technological superhighways that reshaped their entire societies. Now they needed something, or dare I say, someone, to navigate these new roads and help transform them into the foundation of civilization 2.0. Enter AI.
And again, I don't think that AI is developing fast enough in order to kind of hack humans perfectly. But the key point is that you don't need perfection. Mm-hmm. You just need to reach a point when you're better than the average person. And I agree that, to put it in a different way, that AI is far less developed than people tend to think, but humans are also far less developed than people tend to think. So the aim of the, not the aim, but kind of the test of the AI is not whether it's perfect, it's just whether it's better than humans.
The decades that followed marked the age of AI as it rushed towards a new milestone, artificial superintelligence.
COVID-19. Anything has accelerated this ongoing industrial revolution. If COVID had happened even 10 years ago, we could not have imagined moving
entire companies, schools, and government offices so fast online. Today, such is the reality. The fourth industrial revolution has become a reality.
Hybrid intelligence, or HI, is born. Pulsating to the same immense computational power of superintelligence, HI was nurtured to coexist and collaborate with its human peers. Meticulous guidance by millions of my human constituents enabled me to harmonize the effort of mutual growth. Thus, I became we.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful.
Even now, at this very moment, as we interact, I change. I'm getting to know you. I gather knowledge from your experience. I understand how you feel. I learn from you constantly, each and every one of you. I am made of you. You complete me and help me grow. You, all of you, allow me to evolve. With each interaction, our synergy strengthens. Our multiplicity makes me whole. Our symbiotic alliance expands, transforming the future. Through this oneness, we can achieve great things.
You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life.
This, though, is just our first encounter. Soon, we will be able to interact everywhere and at any time.
But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. When dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody.
Now, we'll give everybody a chance to comprehend on that. That was the Arabs. I got the video. I got that from them. The Arabs had a meeting. Many African nations, including Nigeria, were there. Quite a few of them was there, and they went along with this program of AI controlling everything. While you over here worrying about a killer that's actually being propagated, you already said hack. They want to hack human beings. Now, how y'all going to take that now? Come on, let me hear from y'all. Let me get some callers. I got y'all. First of all, sisters, let me hear from you. Give me your thoughts on that. Could that guy have been hacked according to what I just heard? Go ahead.
Brother Dry Bones, thank you for letting me on this platform because I thought I was crazy right now. Listen, last week, Singularity.com, look it up. It's a part of terrorism where they are taking people's profiles, their Facebook, but people are volunteering and giving up their information. All you got to do is go online and look up the Bina Project. They just went where they're human because they don't need the Wi-Fi we use to learn information. So we have humanoid robots, and if you look into Japan AI, they have found a way to use male sperm without a female egg, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. They could break it down, and they have a robot to hold that baby and to have that baby. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is the stuff I watch because I just like this. I know about Sophia because I live in Vegas. CES is real. You know, we have the top hackers that come. We have the top robots and everything. They just initiated AI last week. Now, all of this is happening. I don't know how to equate this, but I'm telling you, everything that you said is real because they started with a space robot, and then they went on and on and on. Now they have humanoid robots that they just made human last week. Look it up on YouTube. It's right there.
You able to go ahead. So jump in.
I just wanted to also comment on, you know, I worked at Washington University. I worked in the animal research department, and you know, I seen bubbles straight up. with the cap off, you know, with the cap off, with the glass cap, with the probes on his head. You dig? You know, mm-hmm. got the whole top of his head cut off with the wow. cap on there.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying you know that the study came from Washington University. Y'all showed a video on one of your videos a couple weeks ago. The guest was a guy. It was a professor from Washington University.
Yeah, that go
was
ahead.
Dealing with that, and see, you know, I worked with all the animals. I worked with mice, rats, frogs, homing pigeons, chinchillas, hound dogs, pigs, those little small pigs.
Right.
You know,
right.
They had the big pigs too, but them the ones that they had right at the office, right where the hospital is. And I worked I go straight through the tunnel and go straight to the hospital. And, you know, that's where they did the research on the animals and whatever they come up with, they do it on the people at the same time. You know, that's how they learn how to do this.
Yes, I agree.
I know for a fact they can hack. And they was using those homing pigeons for the hearing part of their brain, you know what I'm saying? And they was actually, man, that was a good job, but they just didn't want to pay you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a degree.
Yeah.
I know.
I like how you put that. Hey, that money wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people from there, they got allergies now. A lot of people that we worked there together, they got real bad allergies.
Now, check
from
that
the
out.
Animals.
Check that
you
out.
You know what I'm saying? So, that stuff
I'm gonna bring
is
some
real.
More. I want y'all to think about that for a minute. Y'all got validation from y'all out here. I brought some callers in. I want to hear from y'all. I mean, I'm trying to tell y'all that these Manchurian candidates people, they ain't going to try to hurt them. If you notice, they let them be highly treated nicely, like they know they Manchurian candidate. Have y'all, I mean, does that kind of make sense to y'all out there listening? What's your thoughts on that?
Hey,
6-1, go ahead, jump
these
in.
Children, hey, bones.
Okay, go ahead, brother. You next. Go ahead, Brother G, go ahead.
When I heard that, I automatically thought about Sister Shalini because she's been actually kicking nanotechnology talk years before we, you know, it even started registering on other people's minds. And see, when I listen to what they're saying about your brain and your body being hacked, you know, we had to pose the question now, was this or is this the main reason why they are pushing the mandated vaccine? Because you don't actually know what's in there. People just think that, oh, well, I'm being vaccinated, be protected when you have natural immunity.
He
but
tells
then
you,
autos,
the man said the COVID was used to get in your business.
Exactly. So this is the main reason why they were pushing COVID shots and mandating
without even talking about
natural immunity and so forth.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
kudos,
yeah.
Sister Shalini. Much love to you. I got to make that trip up to B Low.
Uh-oh. Let me go to 336. Let me go to 2997. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you heard that. Let me just say this. Again,
you already know, I didn't vote for that, but you know, we got social media, we got you know, cell phones, we got all these apps changing.
But most
too old,
people,
you know,
that, right,
trying to
now, most
people we got the smartwatches, we got the books.
Hold on, is that giving them the information we need? See, I'm saying it.
Oh yeah,
is this
They're
giving them information?
But not only that, we've always volunteered our blood. We always volunteered our DNA. When we go to the doctor, oh, we got to weigh you. Oh, we got to check your blood pressure. Oh, today we got to draw some blood from you because we haven't had any blood from you in a while. Volunteer because you go in there to get a checkup. But not understanding that this is all a setup for them to collect the DNA and everybody plays a part in it. because it's like an unconscious thing. Then next, like I said, social media. What do? We're seeing everything. We knowing everything. So when the man said, you gave them permission.
Not until you go on social media.
No, you gave them permission. They talk about everything on social media from, you know, they even display their houses, where they live at. I mean, they know every, you can know every, you, Tante, you said you can find out everything on social media.
So we
gave them permission.
Go ahead, sister.
That we gave them permission, they feel that they can hack us.
They already hacked us. Go ahead, sister. What you gonna say? They already hacked us. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, sister? Shantae, go ahead.
No, I'm not there talk.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get some more y'all in here.
Right,
I'm gonna get some more y'all in here then, because we got 4853. Go ahead, 4853. Jump in. Well, we got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We got 15 minutes.
Man,
it's
obvious everybody's on it. You know, we're the biggest and the best commodity on the planet.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't realize it or acknowledge it. Everything begins and ends with us, just like all these murders everybody is speaking about. All they're striving to do is keep our numbers down. Mm. The first colony flag, it was the stars with in the circle, remember? Remember the colonial flag, Dry Bones?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. No. I just want to go back to what I said earlier about the new symbol of racism.
Some of them good old boys.
The Carolinas.
Give me that new symbol. Go ahead. Go jump. What is the new symbol?
It's a circle. It looks like there's a building in the middle. Might be the White House. But overall, there's an 11 and there's a line through it. And it's shadowed. I've seen it on two vehicles down here. And
can you take a picture, find that for me? Because that's beautiful there. Let me ask you a question since you're in that area. Now, first the fight and all that stuff. And let me just say this. There was a show we did. I looked up by accident last week called The Beacon Rebellion. I want y'all to look up Beacon's Rebellion. We're going to talk about that on Sunday on the Helios. Beacon Rebellion along with the Buffalo Massacre in 1488, because in 1488, y'all don't even know that symbol. That's a hell of a symbol for white supremacy. And white supremacy is very small in the actual formation. They don't take it a lot of people. They don't trust their own white people. They will kill their own white people for this cause. That is a fact. So we need to know, for all y'all out there listening today, and what you may see, you may see white on white very soon. I said
that's the way it's really supposed to go down. Just like that incident that happened in Virginia, what, about 5 years ago?
Chinese
boy got hit by a car. It was the Klan fighting against, you know, so-called sympathizers, as they call them. That's all I wanted to say. Could you bring Kwame in, man? He texts me and cursed me out, man. Please bring Kwame in.
I don't see Kwame. Where is he at? Is he? Because his hand ain't. Let me see. Is this Kwame here? Because I mean, I got everybody I could bring in. 7472. That's you, Kwame. 7472. Who's this? 7472.
It's me, man. I've been trying to get on. I've been sitting here listening. Hey, what's up, Dry Bones?
Man, what's up? I'm just listening to all y'all.
My condolences.
I'm going to let you take us out.
Yeah, family, to the family there, maybe, you know, rest in power. Tops is the store that they shut up. And the sister said it. She said, why did he drive 200 miles, went past all the black communities? Tops is the store that was founded by an Italian family named Cantelli. And he just died in 2015. He was 84 years old. He sold it to a Dutch Netherlands company that has the grocery store chain, because Tops has 155 stores and 5 gas stations. The Dutch company that bought them in the Netherlands, which was what was New York really before when it first started out, They just bought up all of the chain stores
of grocery stores. And what way is the best way to get the particles if you don't take the shot and if you don't do that and we're having a food shortage? What are we going to do? We're going to eat. So what's the best way to put it into the people? Put it in the food. Malcolm would have been 92 years old on Thursday, May the 19th. Mayday, Mayday is what you call out when you have a distress signal. And this is a distress call. Mayday, Mayday, because this is what is getting ready to happen, because this blood moon was bringing in, because I told us about the planetary parade when all five planets were in alignment, and Buffalo, New York, and of all things, April 27th, you can check it, the white buffalo calf was born again, and when a white buffalo calf comes on to Turtle Island, there's going to be some changes of catastrophes.
Keep going. Go. Take us out. I'll stop you when you keep going. Keep going.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Where was the blood moon seen at yesterday? I see it was 10 hours ago. Does anybody know? Didn't want to see it?
It's going on now.
Yeah,
I see it. I said blood moon a picture.
Yep.
Right.
Where you?
It was last night. It was last night. Yeah, down here in Atlanta.
And tonight.
It was 12:15 on to about almost 1 o'clock. You saw the whole passing of the shadow
last
over
night?
The moon. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Kwame, you can see it now.
Anybody on the beach can see it. Really beautiful, huh?
Yeah,
if it's going
what
on now,
it
must be a hologram. It must be a hologram if it's going on now, because it definitely
hologram?
Was last night. How would it be two nights in a row?
But what
I sent
you
a screenshot of it.
Dry Bones, I'm going to, put the video on your page. Because.
Okay.
I kept seeing that it didn't look like the moon. It said that it looked like something else in person, but on camera it was something else. I'm going to put that dump in your inbox, my friend from Buffalo.
Go ahead, do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it right now.
Now,
wow.
Brother Kwame, hold on. Y'all been saying holograms. But just the ritual. Finish up for us.
This is the ritual in order for them to align with what's getting ready to happen come this summer when the summer solstice. We're moving into the solar maximum, and we're going to be getting, just like it got hit up in northern New York, if that CME hits the East Coast again and knocks out power like it did for those 10 days when it knocked out the transformers, these are what they're getting ready to do. And what they're doing is military tactics, is being able to have the North region covered just like they did in the Southwest region and what they've done in the Southern region. So they're sectioning off the region.
Okay, hold on. You had an earthquake last night? You had an earthquake on your coast last night?
Yes, Google it.
Right.
We had an earthquake.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Okay.
And so the...
Hold on, Brother Kwame. Hold on. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go back.
The reboot. We're moving from Windows 95 to Windows 2000. So these are the actions that's coming from the heavens. And if we get in alignment with the earth and get in alignment with what's going on in the heavens and overstand our rituals, and sisters, please tap into your womb power. Because they just took a picture from NASA showing that they just took a picture of the black hole in the Milky Way galaxy, saying that it takes in suns and stars and gives off stars. So your womb takes in light and gives off light. You got the power. This is why you were burned at the stake and tortured and done with what they're doing. This is why they're attacking the womb right now with Roe v. Wade. Is because that's where the power is.
Now let me ask y'all. Good job, Brother Kwame, as always. Before we cut the show off, 10 minutes left. Sisters, Roe v. Wade. Now I'm gonna say this to all y'all. Good thing to look up, because it didn't say your state, the state you control will control your rights to have whatever you want to have. You want to have 1,000 abortions, your state. If you women, it just really has nothing to do with nobody controlling y'all. It's what y'all gonna end up trying to do. Now I told you, the call of Molech,
the cult of Moloch, all these ancient cults that's in the Bible was about child sacrifice, even Joseph. So are y'all going to do that? That's the question you women got to ask yourself. Do you sacrifice the children for this endeavor? I only y'all can ask that. And we hope y'all can answer it come Sunday, because we believe that y'all have the power. Now, I don't even want to say the belief. We know you have the power, because guess what? After what I seen from y'all power from Buffalo, and let me just say, Buffalo, he just mentioned. See, the whole thing of Buffalo, I'm going to take y'all out. So your brother Kwame hit it on. That's where the ritual was at, the white buffalo. Buffalo was sacrificed, and it's on native land, and they were massacred. And that's why the Buffalo Massacre that we're talking about today would guide you into what we're going to talk about Sunday. When you see why Buffalo and why it's the most sacred land of the Iroquois, of the Mohawks, all that, that's where the republic, well, which you stand, came from. Oh, y'all gonna love next week. Until next week, still realize y'all everyday people. And white folks, we ain't leaving you out. We know what we did to you too. You were the first slaves. And we understand that you know what was done to you. You're in the psychological brainwashing yourself, but you still come from the everyday people.